afternoon, Eagles fans. Tyrone Johnson here with Pat Egan, Tyler Zuli producing for the Green Zone. We'll be with you all season long during the game, having a lot of fun. I can't wait for this game.
I've been jacked all day.
I'm on fire. I can't wait for kickoff. We'll be talking to you throughout the entire game. 610-632-0975. Will be the Eagles. This game goes off with them as 10-point favorites. 91% of the money on the money line coming in on the Eagles. I'm looking at all the 1 o'clock games. You have Baltimore. A lot of money came in on them playing the wretched Miami. And that's the only team close. Kansas City, everybody's Super Bowl pick, only got 86% of the money line going against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So Eagles heavily favored in this game. What do you think, Pat? Before kickoff, right now, what do you think right now about this game?
I predicted on Friday's morning show 36-6, I think, or 37-6. I think they roll. I don't think this is even close. I'm not buying into the divisional game crap. I think eventually talent takes over, and this team's way too talented to be even in a dogfight with the Redskins.
Yeah, I agree with you. I had the score 34-14. I think one of those touchdowns comes late.
Like a garbage touchdown.
That's what I think. I think they're going to come out early pretty well. My only question really is, and it's the only question is, the secondary. I just want to see what the setup is for the cornerbacks, because we've heard that it'll be Jones outside, but then on the depth chart they had Maddox. That's one of the only things I'm really watching in this first game, because I just don't know how Washington will move the ball against the Eagles to really be any threat.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, think about it. The guy that they were targeting this entire game, and Doug Peterson admitted, was Darius Geis. He hasn't played it down. And it's not like, I mean, Darius Geis is a very talented back. We knew what he was coming out of college, but yep. This wasn't a Saquon Barkley number 2 overall pick. Hey, we got to worry about him even though he's a rookie.
No, he's a second round pick last year.
Second round pick, and he's coming off a knee injury, and that just tells you how little talent the Washington Redskins have. I mean, this defensive line should feast on the left side of the ball. They've got 37-year-old Donald Penn and Eric Flowers. You know, I mean, Fletcher Cox must be literally just chomping at the bit to get on the field.
Now, surprise, surprise, because this happens every week. Old school people prefer to get the ball. Doug P is the opposite. He always wants to kick off early, getting in the second half. I actually agree with it. I like getting that possible end of half touchdown, open to half touchdown type of situation. So the Eagles are going to kick off this season on defense, which I think is better. Plus, it builds up that Carson Wentz anticipation that much more. Kickoff comes, and it's actually a short kick. You always wonder, now that the touchback is out further, what's better? Do you just kick it deep, or do you hang it up, and they hang it up, and they stop Washington inside the 20? So they're going to have to go over 80 yards on this defense. And Case Keenum, this place must be, he must still have nightmares about the last time he was in Philadelphia.
You know, Ty, I equate it to like Jonathan Broxton. Like, how could you not? How could it not be in your head of what happened last time? I mean, you roll right down the field the first drive, you score a touchdown.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was like you got your doors blown off.
Couple interceptions and then some garbage yards late. He was terrible. And that was with a really talented Vikings supporting cast around him. This isn't nearly as a good supporting cast. So
yeah,
this
he had Rudolph, Diggs, Thielen.
So it looks like they start off in the nickel, which isn't a surprise. In the only game played so far this season, the Packers versus Bears, the Packers ran exactly 0 plays with their base defense. They had 3 linebackers on the field, 0 plays against the Bears. They went with nickel, dime, and quarters the entire game. They come out with the 10-3 victory. It was terrible to watch. So that's the way the league's going. You have people all the time call about linebacker, linebacker, linebacker. Meanwhile, how many secondary guys do you have play, and how many linebackers do you actually have play? That tells you why they value one position more than the other.
Yeah, you know, you kind of heard it in Hard Knocks when they were doing cuts. Like, we used to keep 6 linebackers. Now we keep 3. Keep half that.
It just is what it is anymore. Everything has changed. So now the one place where they could be vulnerable, though, is the linebacker position. And right there, Washington gets a first down going up against Zach Brown.
Yeah, their former teammate.
So clearly quick passes, no real drop back so far early. That's what they're going to have to do. I don't know how they're going to get chunk plays, though, with the ball coming out with that frequency.
No, neither do I. I mean, they showed the starting offense for the Redskins, and there's legitimately people I've never heard of. Like, Yeah, I like to think I'm a pretty big football guy, and that's just how bad their wide receiving core is. I mean, Case Keenum's, they're going to have to establish the run early to give Case Keenum a shot at all, because if you're able to take away the run game, then this defensive line should feast. But then again, Jim Schwartz doesn't blitz, so who knows?
Oh, yeah. And Tyler points out that, yeah, Terry McLaurin, yeah, out of Ohio State, rookie. So I looked it up. Their top three receivers have a combined 124 catches. One player has 115.
Yeah, that's got to be Paul Richardson.
One guy has 9. And then you have the rookie of their top three. So maybe they're really talented, but they're not seasoned at all as far as the wide receiver game. And everybody knows it's hard for rookie receivers because the NFL, it's just, you just don't have those bad corners like you have. But once again,
they keep going to Geis.
They're going to Geis. He's their guy. I said all along that Washington has to score early before the Eagles really know what they're going to do. Because how would the Eagles know what they're going to do? It's a bunch of new players. Who knows? You don't want, if they don't score on this drive, it's going to get tougher because now you'll be able to say, okay, they're doing this, let's make adjustments. And that's why they have to score. So Washington early, though, defense that hasn't played a lot together, they're having a little bit of success. Still on their side of the 50, though.
Well, and you've seen it twice now where they're doing the play action fakes and the bootlegs, and they start off there with the first down with a run, and they're starting to use that to their advantage of running the football, and then they're doing it pretty well. The Eagles stopped them there, but the more that they're able to run the ball, it's going to make that play action fake even more deadly.
So around the league real fast while we do this, Kansas City Chiefs score first against Jacksonville.
Shocking.
They're up 7-0. That's the only score so far in the NFL. We're going to have, at the end of different segments, we'll have Tyler obviously update us, but that's the only. So the first touchdown of the Sunday games was, surprise, surprise, scored by the Chiefs. Now, a lot of people bet Jacksonville in this game because the line got down to 3.5, but surprise, surprise, a pass from Mahomes to Watkins for the touchdown, 7-0. So Nick Foles will get the ball for his first time down in Jacksonville. That's the only score so far. The Vogue pick, though, was absolutely Jacksonville. We'll be going over the betting lines throughout the day.
Yeah, the one game that I kind of keyed in on was Pittsburgh. I liked Pittsburgh today. So we'll see how they, I mean, they're going up against the Patriots, so it's, you never bet against Bill Belichick. But
yeah, that's tonight. That's the big Sunday night game.
But,
and now that's another first down to the tight end. Oh, my
Jesus.
Goodness.
That's awful.
And just like that, Washington goes up 6-0.
That's awful.
On the Eagles, bad tackling Davis. Remember,
it's a 45-year-old Vernon Davis.
Once again, what you're seeing right there is lack of physicality from the cornerback position. Was that Jones getting beat or Maddox out there?
I got to take a look at the
replay. So we see linebacker lets him go. He gets hurdled there, and then that's 23. Falls down, and then Douglas has to chase. Right there, bad tackling.
That looked like Maddox, Dejo, and then Russell Douglas kind of ran into each other, which freed up Vernon Davis. That's
Douglas
awful,
who ran
out.
That's terrible.
That's awful.
They're missing their top. McLeod just stand. That's McLeod who misses a tackle there.
That's
bad
awful
play by McLeod. Horrendous play by McLeod. And right there, the Eagles will now, the second touchdown scored on a Sunday comes from Washington, and the Eagles are down.
Well, that's a punch in the mouth. I mean, I didn't expect that. But, hey, keep him. I mean, if you want to look at the positive, the last time Case Keenum went right down the field and scored quickly.
Yeah, but that's
they
the first. Now, look at that stat. It's the first opening drive TD in week one for them since 2004. 15 years. And this Eagles defense comes out flat and gives up. Just they drove over 80 yards. They go 81 yards methodically down the field in less than 5 minutes.
Yeah, that was ugly. And I don't know about you.
And correction, that was a three-play, 75-yard drive, a 68-yard touchdown to Watkins. It was not a short play in that Chiefs game. So big touchdown, chunk play here, chunk play there, and the Eagles are down. The phone number, if you want to talk about it, and it's not good so far, 610-632-0975 in the green zone, 610-632-0975. Let's open up the phones with a guy who's been calling the station for a long time. Henry in Tampa, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic in the Green Zone.
Hey, Tyvone. How you doing, buddy?
What's going on, Henry?
Hey, I'm pretty upset that the Redskins got a touchdown.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. But They haven't played a lot, so they were apt for that. Now let's see how the offense responds. The defense now, a lot of that was bad execution there. It's not like they weren't in the right spot. They could have tackled Vernon Davis. They, for some reason, chose not to. So it wasn't a lack of coaching or whatever. It was a lack of execution. That can be fixed. 7-0, but that's not how you expected this season to start.
Right. I heard you and Mike Mesnelli talk all week. What do you think our chances? You think we're going to drop 4 or 5 games, you think?
I think they're going to go 12-4. I'm not going to let one touchdown just yet.
That's it. Pack up the season, Ty.
Yeah, I'm not going to shut it down.
On a Sixer season, Ty.
Yeah, thanks, Henry. Yeah, I don't want to shut it down for one touchdown. It was a bad drive.
That was awful.
Bad drive.
I don't know about you, but I've been concerned about Jim Schwartz and his defense.
Yeah, I'm concerned. The thing is, he blew some games, but, and when I say that, he blew some games, but there was a tremendous amount of injuries last year, and he kept them afloat, and they won a playoff game. So I know he's not a bad defensive coordinator, despite what people think. And there, I can't blame him on the fact that McLeod, coming back from a knee injury, decided to use the same amount of effort that perhaps a Boy Scout might use.
Yeah, he just didn't look ready. The defense just didn't look ready, and that's what I'll put the blame on him.
But
not a little bit of a hater,
make
though.
Tackle, though.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
There. That's not the coach. That's McLeod, mostly, your safety, and Maddox, who ducked. Now, they're missing their top tight end. I have to imagine also, though, they're 10-point favorites. The Eagles may have taken things a little bit lightly early.
Yeah,
now you get this slap, and now you come forward. My score is still possible, the 34-14. Let's see what happens on this drive when the Eagles get the ball. Now, we have some scores around the league. Tyler, do you have them in front of you there, buddy?
Yeah, so we have a couple of touchdowns already. Cleveland up 7-0 early on Tennessee. The Chiefs, as you mentioned, they go right down the field. Baltimore marches on the Dolphins. They're up 7-0.
That's a terrible Dolphins team that's tanking. This is the first NFL team in history openly tanking. And there's a fear that what happens if 4 teams in 1 year tried to tank, or something like that, where a quarter of your league, but continue.
And then the other one was Minnesota blocked a Matt Bosher punt.
Really?
After a 3-and-out, and then they go right down the field and score. So Minnesota up 7-0 on the Falcons.
Wow. So that's the score so far. Now, we'll be updating the betting lines throughout the day here on the Green Zone. It's been just, it's been unbelievable, though, the influx of gambling. And I love how some networks are leaning into it.
Yeah.
And some are just ignoring it.
You notice that, too?
Yeah. Some are like, oh, you know, that's a cover. What? What do you mean that's a cover? And other networks are acting like it doesn't exist. 610-632-0975.
It's just a beautiful thing to be able to go to a place like Sugar House and just, like, or hop on the app and legally bet.
Yes.
And you don't have to go to these shady offshore websites. You can actually just place a legal wager now.
Right. Now you have, they drop Carson Wentz back the first time. He throws an incomplete pass for his first play of the season. There was nobody open, it appeared, downfield. Again, this is an offense that did not play in the preseason at all against a Washington front four that should be decent, but they have some players. They have one corner and one safety. They should be decent enough on defense. But who knows? Just to update, the Eagles were 6.5-point favorites in the first half. And on the money line, it went off at -600. So a lot. Vegas is heavily rooting for Washington in this game. They're very happy with this current score.
That's fine. I mean, they'll take the L.
So, all right, now you come out pass, and now that's a first down
to
Sean Jackson, who didn't go deep. That's a guy. Now, the question was, everybody was talking.
And he's talking. And he's talking.
And he should be. He loves to torch his former teams. Who would have thought that a guy, there was a lot of thought about his and talk about his size.
Yeah.
So think about this as far as NFL contracts. Everybody knows you go from one contract to the next because nothing's guaranteed, although Julio Jones yesterday kind of proved that wrong when he signs a $66 million extension with $64 million of it guaranteed. It's basically an NBA contract, but he had his rookie contract with the Eagles. He got another contract with the Eagles, got a contract with Washington, a contract with Tampa, and now a fifth contract with the Eagles, a guy that's 165 pounds. So a lot
that's
of
impressive.
Times that talk on draft day is just talk. That's a guy who knows how to not get hit and speed kills. The Eagles finally run the ball after a couple
and
passes.
And I think that was with Miles Sanders, too.
That's going to be something to watch for. Who do you think? I know everybody says, by the end of the season.
Yeah.
But it's looking more and more like maybe right now Sanders has become the guy.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what they do with him, and Sproles is in right now. I'm kind of more interested to see how they use Sproles.
I know. It's a surprise that he was back in the first place.
He's a forgotten guy on this team, and he's such a deadly weapon. You know, this is a guy who can run the ball, which they're doing now effectively.
Look at that. That puts him in a third and short. You trust him on pass downs because he will stick his nose in there. He'll stone a linebacker, a blitzing safety. Oh, boy. And now Deshaun gets into it with somebody. Let's see who the flag is on. Because a little extracurricular, you had to see it.
And he was jawing with Dunbar before the play.
Yeah, let's see.
Oh.
All right, well, that right there.
That's offsetting.
That should be offsetting. That's on both people.
Yeah, they both
are going
at
it. I think they're
going
to call it on Deshaun. He got the last hit in, but the guy went to him. That was back and forth.
Yeah.
That's a bad, if that's against the Eagles, it's a bad call.
Yeah, that's a, I got burned, and I'm going to go after the guy.
Right, it's a rundown.
The next play.
They're neither one of the guys are in the play, so no need to get into this. Let's see what they call, though.
We got a personal foul against Deshaun.
They called it on Deshaun only. That's a bad
15-yard penalty.
Right there. So that's
awful.
That's terrible. Right there.
Like, 15 yards for that? Come on.
Yeah, but you're going from like 3rd and 2 to 17 or 18.
Yeah.
Because of that.
It's not good. But you should have the weapons, though, to get back into it.
Well, the problem is it's no real play for 3rd and 17.
Yeah, take the top off defense with Deshaun.
Yeah, but now they know. They're going to say, hey, they're going to try to take the top off. It's 3rd and 17.
Hey, what do we talk about all offseason? How stacked this offense is? Well, all right, well, 3rd and 17 should be obtainable for this offense.
No offense can be expected to just
get pick up a first down
17.
Here. They'll pick up, and well, if they don't, Tyler hit dump.
I don't think we need to do that. 3rd and 17 is unreasonable, but they did give him time.
Bad throw.
Yeah, it's a small
it's a
window.
Bad throw. It is a small window.
He's
throwing into four guys, but
that's a tough window. 3rd and 17.
Yeah, Tyler hit dump. Just kidding. It wasn't the best throw. I would like to see the all-22 and see if anybody else was open.
I don't know.
Kyle Rudolph goes in for a score against
Atlanta.
And
if the guy was open, he's trying to push it down the field. That's why you don't want to get into 3rd and 17. There is a reason why you avoid 3rd and 17. Now the Jets go up. They score a touchdown.
All I can think of is 4th and 26, and Andy Reid said that somebody asked him, like, do you have a play for 4th and 26? He said, yeah, punt. Now, obviously, you're not going to punt on 3rd and 17, but your point, when you're 3rd and 17, yeah, you're between a rock and a hard place for sure.
You're in a tough spot. What were you saying, Tyler?
The Jets score was a pick six.
A pick
off Josh
six.
Allen, yep.
Off Josh Allen. So,
what's your take on him?
I don't think he can play.
I don't really think so either, to be honest with you.
I don't think he can play. The other thing about him that I think is challenging is the tweets before when he was a kid.
Yeah.
The problem with it was he had the tweets come out, then he called Stephen A. Smith and that whole saga. I always wonder if that guy is now afraid to quote-unquote lead, because if he says the wrong thing, he'll get it.
That's all good. Right. We got a block in the back.
Block in the back. So.
Look at Cam Johnson getting in there.
After the guy's 5 yards out of bounds, comes tough guy punting.
That's right.
They're not football players. Like, kickers are worse. Punters kind of are football players. Kickers obviously are not.
I've said it before. I think punter is the worst position in football.
What do you mean?
In sports.
Why
the only people that are excited to see you is the other team. Out of all the positions in sports, it is the only one where you come on the field and the other team is the only people that are excited.
That's a good point.
It's the worst position in sports. None of your teammates want to see you go on the field. I mean, I love Pat McAfee. I get it. The brand, all that crap. None of his teammates ever wanted to see him go on the field, except if they were doing a fake.
Yeah, but
it's a terrible position.
But they do pat you on the butt if you let off a 60-yarder, and you don't have to really often get hit. Like, I feel
it's a good position in that sense. Yeah, you'll come out with your health.
The trade-off, I don't need people to like me. I just don't want to get CTE. And I've heard of exactly one kicker who got CTE.
Who was it?
He was a guy who used to kick for the Giants, and he somehow got famous and ended up going on Letterman. But he took a hit on the sideline trying to tackle somebody. He was 160 pounds. The guy had a head of steam. He got a concussion. And then from that moment on, apparently, it just destroyed his life.
That sucks.
Yes.
Yeah, it's CTE is just, I tweeted it out earlier about Antonio Brown. I truly believe he's suffering through something.
Well, we'll see. If all of a sudden he gets it together and falls in line with New England, it was get out of Oakland, E.
How does the NFL not look into tampering on that?
Well, how's it tampering? They chose to cut him.
Oh, they absolutely tampered.
Well, I don't know.
There's no way. 27 minutes later, he signs with New England.
Well, he was available.
And no, I get
and it came out that they tried to trade for him.
But you don't think Drew Rosenhaus was on the phone with New England before he got released?
Talking about
possible landing.
I don't.
He said he had such a good relationship with New England.
Well, he has a great relationship with him. But 6 wide, Eagles are on commercial break. Let us get our first break in. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, Pat Egan, Tyler Zuli producing here on the Green Zone. We'll be right back.
You're in the Green Zone with Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic. At Jeep Adventure Days, you'll be ready to take on any forecast head on. And while some hide from the weather, you'll play surrounded by luxury in the Jeep Grand Cherokee. While others run away from the elements, you'll run toward them in Jeep Cherokee or in Jeep Compass with over 70 standard and available safety and security features. And while others seek shelter, you'll get up close and personal with the weather thanks to the open-air freedom of Jeep Wrangler or Jeep Gladiator. Hurry into Jeep Adventure Days for great deals on the most legendary SUV lineup, Jeep. When it rains, we shine. During 10 days to deal, well-qualified returning Grand Cherokee lessees can lease the 2019 Grand Cherokee Laredo E4x4 for $199 a month for 36 months with $3,299 to its signing. Tax, title, license, extra. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires dealer contribution. Lease to Chrysler Capital. Current lease must end by 9/30/20. Extra charge for miles over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery from dealer stock by 9/16. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-900-CANCEL. That's 855-900-CANCEL. 855-900-CANCEL.
Timeshare Freedom Group, we set you free.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
Are you ready for this weekend's college and pro football action with your beverage needs? With large selections of domestic, imported, and craft beer at the lowest prices around, you will score a touchdown every time. Visit the following locations in Northeast Philly. Cotman Beverage on Frankfurt Avenue. Beer Guys in the heart of Havertown Beverage in the Manoa Shopping Center. On the main line, Bottle and Can on Morris Road in Wayne. And Rosemont Beverage Center on Conestoga Road in Bryn Mawr.
I see many endings laid before us. Some good, most bad.
A Netflix original series.
The Skeksis are hiding something.
Ten. No one.
The journey begins.
Where's your sense of adventure?
As darkness rises.
Together we can stop the Skeksis.
We will stand with you.
The Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance. All episodes now streaming only on Netflix.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Labor Day savings at the Home Depot. Get the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallon buckets of paints and stains. Like Behr Premium Plus Interior, rated number one in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power. Now starting at $14.98 after rebate for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through September 8th via online or mail-in rebate. Limit 25 gallons per household. U.S. only. See store for details.
I see many endings laid before us. Some good, most bad.
A Netflix original series.
The Skeksis are hiding something.
Ten. No one.
The journey begins.
Where's your sense of adventure?
As darkness rises.
Together we can stop the Skeksis.
We will stand with you.
Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance. All episodes now streaming only on Netflix.
Today, NASCAR is live on NBC from Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And it's the last chance to make the playoffs. Once you cross those bricks, you're either in or you're out. Indy, today at 2 Eastern, NBC.
Sports Talk from Columbus and all of Burlington County.
97.5, The Fanatic. Real-time info on the Birds game, plus news on all betting lines and prop bets from around the league. This is the Green Zone on 97.5 The Fanatic.
And we're back here on the Green Zone 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic Green Zone is presented by the $500,000 Pennsylvania Pick'em Football Challenge at PlaySugarHouse.com with a guaranteed $500,000 prize pool. Sign up now at PlaySugarHouse.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Tell me if you've heard this before. The Eagles can't get off the field on third down. They've allowed now a 3rd-and-8 and a 3rd-and-7 on this drive. Big That's cushions awful. Happening out there at receiver. And then the cornerbacks look horrendous once again. We wondered about them. They don't look great. They don't look like they can really play, these young corners. And that's a problem. Sidney Jones, there was a lot of question. You pick a guy who hadn't played a lot of football, and now what you're stuck with is him beating a lot of, is him staking, Maddox struggling. And he should have had an interception on that drive, and he didn't. He wasn't able to convert.
Yeah, you laid it out perfectly. It's too much cushion. It's third and it's 2nd and 20. Yeah, okay, now it's 3rd down, but there was so much cushion to get to, what was it, 3rd and 10 or whatever it was?
They gave them 12 yards and up to, down to 3rd and 8. You should still be able to get off the field at 3rd and 8, and they're unable.
I don't necessarily mind it if you were getting beat, but it's a situation of, the cornerback is on the guy. These plays that they're giving up, the cornerback is, 3 or 4 yards away.
Yep.
It's troubling. And what worries me the most is, I'm getting flashbacks of the picket. What was it, Tyler? The picket fence defense?
Picket fence defense. Tennessee game all over
again. Last year, where it's they basically played prevent the entire game against a bad quarterback in Marcus Mariota. Well, this is a bad quarterback in Case Keenum, and he's picking you apart because you're not playing. You're not playing physical. You're giving too much cushion, and it's burning you. Now they're in field goal range.
I got to get some bump and run. I guess there was a penalty. A injury on the field. Tyler, do you have some updates for scores around the league?
Yeah, a couple of score updates. The Jags get on the board for the first time. It's 10-7 in Jacksonville. Tennessee kicks a field goal, cuts the lead in half. Our first rookie score of the season, Hollywood Brown from Lamar Jackson. Ravens up 14-0. And the Vikings also up 14-0. Dalvin Cook scores for the first time in 2 years.
Yeah, he looks really good so far. So, it's... All right, let's go over. Let's see if everything's going to... If everything's fitting the lines. Going off to start the game, Minnesota was 3.5-point favorites. It looks like that was a little thin.
Early on, I would say it's a little thin.
And a lot of fear of, the Falcons are so good. And early on, they don't look like they're so good.
No, I thought that could be a possible landing spot for Antonio Brown because after Julio, I don't really like that receiving core too much.
No, I agree. The Eagles were 10-point favorites. They're in danger to be down 10 or 14-0, so that's not going to plan. The Jets were 2.5-point favorites against Buffalo. Right now, they're up 6-0, and they have the ball. So that looks like the favorites are doing pretty well outside of the Eagles. Baltimore was 7-point favorites on the road against Miami. It looks like they're on their way of covering that. This is all courtesy of course, Sugar House Casino. Jacksonville, 3.5, Kansas City, 3.5-point favorites. They're actually only up now by three because Jacksonville has scored. So that right now Jacksonville's covering. Jacksonville was a very popular pick. Cleveland was a 5.5-point favorite over Tennessee. And what's that score, Tyler, right now, that score?
That is 6-3 in favor of the Browns.
So right now, you got another cover situation. Again, Washington driving in field goal range for the Eagles, 610-632-0975. So this is disgusting.
This is gross.
They have to now hold them to a field goal and only be down 10-0.
This is gross. I cannot tell you how much I cannot stand Jim Schwartz. I think it speaks volumes to the fact that this team's been good, and including winning a Super Bowl 2 years ago, and that guy didn't get one interview whatsoever for a head coaching position. And I think you're seeing why. Total yards, 150-19. Now, granted, it's only been one drive for the Eagles, but...
No, the 19s, that means you didn't go three and out. That's fine. It's more of the other team. Now, here's a chance. The ball's there. That is incomplete. That's another play that should have been intercepted. Yep. They were inside.
Yep.
Now, had it been a catch, though, it appears it would have been a penalty. There was a hat off, which means they must think Richardson went out of bounds and came back in. So most likely it would not have been a touchdown anyway. Look at that. No. Yes, he did. So that would not have counted, even if he had caught it. Good coverage by the corner to push Richardson out of bounds. So even if he did catch it, it would not have counted. It would have been a penalty. So good defense finally from a corner. And what's that down again? I believe it's third down again. Can the Eagles get themselves off the field? Hold them to a field goal and maybe.
Yeah.
Just maybe. 36. Let's see if they can get themselves off the field. I don't know.
What's troubling to me is...
screen and... all right, there it is.
Okay, that's good. What's troubling to me is the Redskins, and I don't have it in front of me, but the Redskins have run a decent amount of plays already. There hasn't been a lot of pressure.
No.
And we talked... I talked about it. And I won't even say we. I'm not going to put that on you, but I talked about how this defensive line should be feasting on the left side. And I don't believe it's a situation of, you know, the left side, all of a sudden, Ereck Flowers became a good football player. It's just the lack of blitzing, man. They don't do it. It doesn't. I grew up with Jim Schwartz, where all you did was blitz. And this guy's like, nope, just get your quarterback by yourself. Well, it's tough to do when, you know, on the other side, you got Brandon Graham. That hit the goalpost, I thought.
It did, but it went through. And now the Eagles are down 10-0 to Washington. Terrible defense so far. It's 16-5 as far as plays so far in favor.
Yeah, that's awful.
Now
you haven't gotten any pressure
to the defense's defense. DeSean Jackson, not his fault, but a 15-yard penalty stalled a drive. He had a 3rd-and-2. The Eagles looked like they were getting ready to drive.
Yeah, that kills you.
15-yard penalty really hurts you there. So. That could be a good chunk of what's going on there. Oh, my goodness.
You need to score this drive.
You know, you got to come down, at least get a field goal.
At least.
You got to at least get a field goal. Then you settle everything down. You give the defense a little bit of rest, and everything will be okay.
So,
now,
quick question.
Real fast, Baltimore now?
Yeah,
I guess Miami to tanking Baltimore? Yeah, go ahead.
To Justin Herbert, like, you might as well just start looking at houses in Miami.
I mean.
20-0.
Well, I don't know, but he's people don't love him all of a sudden. So I don't know who's going to be out there, but they got to get somebody. And that's a situation where they were looking to fail.
Yeah.
And they're going to.
If I was Ryan Fitzpatrick, I'd be a little pissed off right now.
Now, that was again, if you bet Baltimore, you might as well just cash in now. And that was Hollywood Brown again, 83 yards.
Does Miami win a game this year?
They want to go 0-16.
Yeah. I mean, do they do it, though?
It's hard to do. I'd have to look at their schedule.
I would love to know what Sugar House had, if they had a prop bet of...
Well, there... And now here's the tough part.
If they go 0-16.
When it went up originally at Play Sugar House, it was 4.5. But that was before they got rid of other players to try to get worse.
Yeah.
So, and it happened so late that, unfortunately, if you bet the over at 4.5, you're definitely
you're
screwed.
In.
Yeah, you're screwed. There's no way that they win 4.5.
Oh, no.
4.5? I tell you what, if they get 4.5, they should have to pay people that, because that would be like 4.5, even though that's not how it works. There's no way in HE double hockey sticks that happens.
No. No, that seems brutal. I wonder how long they wait to go to Josh Rosen. I mean, they just trade a second-round pick for the guy. And it's weird. They traded a second-round pick for the guy, and then all of a sudden, between then and training camp, they decided, we should really tank.
Now, this is significant because there was a lot of talk about how brittle Carson Wentz is.
Yeah.
Yeah. My response to people, because people had decided that I hated Nick Foles, when in actuality, I don't hate Nick Foles. I hate Nick Foles fans.
Yeah,
they're not the same. I like Nick Foles. I don't like Nick Foles fans. Carson can't play 16 games. Even though Carson in his career has played 16 games his rookie year. My response was, are we sure Nick Foles can play 16 games? Because he never has.
It's a good question.
And he's older than Carson Wentz. And he did play in this game. He drove him for a touchdown drive. Now he's in the locker room. I hope it's not serious. Gardner Minshew, the rookie from Washington State, now in the game. That affects things because Jacksonville at Play Sugar House was a very popular pick. People picking them to cover the 3.5 because they thought the line was too short. No one can anticipate a Nick Foles injury during the game. And right there, that will absolutely affect the line. So if you got in there early, and right now, if you can go on to bet it right now, if I'm you, as soon as I hear Nick Foles' status, I go lay heavy on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Great thing. You can bet in-game. I go lay heavy.
Who the hell is Jacksonville's backup?
Gardner Minshew, the rookie from Washington State, who had a nice year, but he's a rookie who was not supposed to play yet. And now, just like that, Kansas City scores.
Did they shoot a third quarterback?
I don't think they did. Because a lot of times they deactivate that third quarterback to have an extra special teams guy, extra lineman, extra linebacker, etc. So, no, they did not.
I'll tell you what, before long, that's going to burn some team.
Yep.
Big time.
Now, this
trend of starting two quarterbacks.
Now, the Eagles get the ball back, and right away you have a third and short. Now, what I am seeing early is Washington bringing a lot of pressure up the middle to make sure Carson's not comfortable. I think that's smart. The issue with that is that's going to be adjusted to.
Yeah.
So I like to see that if you're an Eagles fan, because sooner or later they pick that up and they go deep.
Well, and you know, knock on wood, but he hasn't gotten hit yet. They are bringing a lot of pressure. The first play of this drive, I thought was great because it's Darren Sproles. He got caught. I mean, he's caught in the backfield, but he's so shifty that he was able to actually pick up positive yardage. And
a very safe play.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Good push there to get a first down.
Yeah, he seems like that's a great all-pro center right there, getting a real good Kelsey. He just tucks his right behind that man's ample buttocks and just goes forward.
Hey, they don't put anybody on the body.
So now we're seeing what happened to Foles. Oh, no, they're showing the touchdown, which is an hour late, but whatever. I want to get this. Oh, you have it, Tyler?
No, that's the second one. That's Sammy Watkins again.
Oh, so,
he scored a 49-yarder. They're up 17-7.
They're up 17-7. And now Nick Foles, it looks like a shoulder. Again, that has been an issue for Nick Foles as well.
Yeah, if you remember, when he signed back with the Eagles, he missed all of preseason because of a shoulder injury. It wasn't an elbow injury. It was an arm injury for sure. It was either an elbow or a shoulder injury, but that arm, that throwing arm, has been an issue for him in his career.
Right, and that not to say that he's a bad quarterback.
No, he's not.
That I hate him or anything like that. But the same durability, quote-unquote, issues that were concerns with Carson Wentz are also concerns for one Nick Foles, because Nick Foles has had his share of injuries.
Yeah, he's not Brett Favre.
That's what I mean.
That's your point. He's not Brett Favre.
And for the people that wanted to make the switch, which was never going to happen, you're not going to make that switch to a guy who's not. If you're going to go to an older guy, that guy must play 10 solid years, be healthy, et cetera, et cetera. Eli Manning, for example, has missed exactly one game, and that was not due to injury. That was due to a coach who got fired starting Geno Smith instead of the rookie that they had, who's now the Eagles back in the Eagles practice squad. So that's where you're more middle pressure right there from Washington. So they're doing a lot of blitzing. And then the question is, when does the counter come?
What's that word you just used?
A lot of blitzing so far.
Blitzing.
A lot of linebackers forward. I don't think Carson so far, hasn't been a blitzing. Lot of plays, has faced a four-man front. Only four so far.
Is this like a new thing? Like, is it like the Wildcat, this blitzing thing?
No. They're rushing five or more pretty much every single
time. We should try that. We should try that at some point when we're on defense.
Yeah, we got pretty much every single time. They're getting extra guys. And sooner or later, they'll make them pay for it. It's just a matter of how long.
Encouragement.
They probably already would have if they had played in preseason. But they didn't, as we well know. They didn't play in preseason.
God, nobody brought that up.
Absolutely not. So
that's what I'll tell you right now. That is what I am dreading, though, is that if they don't score in this drive, God forbid, I'm not looking forward to the people that are like, this is why you play in preseason.
Absolutely. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, Pat Egan, Tyler Zuli producing here on the Green Zone on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You're in the Green Zone with Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Are you looking for a school that trains you for a career in broadcast media? What if I told you there's one here in the Philadelphia area? No, it's not a college. It doesn't have lecture halls and books, nor does it teach you subjects you don't need. Just studios, and you're in them from day one with pros in the industry. You learn by doing. What if I told you this school will train you not only in broadcast media, but audio and video production, radio, television, and sports broadcasting? What if I told you that after graduation from this school, you wouldn't have the heavy student loan debt like some of your college friends? This school is family-owned with a 55-year history of success, and they teach you skills. Skills that get you jobs. Thousands have been placed. Traditional universities aren't for everyone. Maybe you've already been down that road and hit a dead end. It's never too late. Connecticut School of Broadcasting. You've heard our name before, but do you really know what we do? Come check us out at our Cherry Hill, New Jersey campus and see if we're the right fit for you. Check us out at GoCSB.com. That's GoCSB.com.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
Hi, it's Brian Boucher, and let me tell you about my friend Mario and his team at Great Railing. When your deck or railing project is in crunch time, there's only one place to go. In one trip to Great Railing, you'll find everything for the whole project from start to finish in stock. They have a huge selection of highest quality products at a fraction of the cost. I know firsthand the money you will save on your project. For quality products and everyday great pricing, do what I did and call Mario at Great Railing. Call 856-875-0050 or log on to greatrailing.com.
Injured on the job? Insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
I see many endings laid before us. Some good, most bad.
A Netflix original series.
The Skeksis are hiding something.
Ten. No one.
The journey begins.
Where's your sense of adventure?
As darkness rises.
Together we can stop the Skeksis.
We will stand with you.
The Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance. All episodes now streaming only on Netflix.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Pennsylvania Army National Guard. Aired by the Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You're at the bar watching the game having a Tullamore Dew Irish whiskey. Your team scores and suddenly you're best friends with the strangers next to you. The kind of friends who you exchange stats with and argue ref calls with. All without knowing each other's names. Tullamore Dew calls these friendships fanships. So next time, strike up a fanship and order a Tully for the person next to you. Tullamore Dew is the original triple blended smooth sipping Irish whiskey made exactly for these great moments. When it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, 80 proof, 2019, imported by William Grant & Sons, Inc.
Nobody does spicy like Wendy's.
Yep.
So all hail the Queen of Spice, because this is the day Wendy's Spicy Nuggets are back. And tomorrow is the day Wendy's Spicy Nuggets are back. Wendy's brought them back. So now every day is the day Wendy's Spicy Nuggets are back.
This is the day.
way. Took up the scenic route, but this is the way. That's all news, baby. This is today. They gon' miss us today. You will miss us today.
Wendy's Spicy Nuggets are back. Get yours this day. We got you.
For a limited time, only at participating Wendy's.
You're locked in to 97.5 The Fanatic. Brought to you by McCausland Lock Services. Car keys and remotes for up to 50% off. Online at 4carkeys.com.
Miss something? Listen to The Fanatic Best of Show podcast on the Fanatic app or on the podcast page at 975thefanatic.com. This is 97.5 The Fanatic.
Real-time info on the Birds game, plus news on all betting lines and prop bets from around the league. This is the Green Zone on 97.5 The Fanatic.
And welcome back to the Green Zone, presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. Our great friends over there, you should be logging in and betting right now. I'm looking all over the league as we look at the scores. The Eagles are driving. They're now in field goal range. A methodical drive. I like what they're doing so far. DeSean Jackson has been prominent in the drive. They've done a good job. What it looks like what Washington is doing is they're either blitzing guys forward, but they're dropping guys back. So there's been a lot of running situations, and they've run the ball fairly well. DeSean with a few catches. This is their third and longest so far, other than that third and 17 they had after the personal foul. So let's see if they can continue to drive here.
Yeah, third and seven.
This is a tough thing. You're in field goal range, so you can't take a sack here. This is the type of kick that the kicker usually makes, these long ones. It's the short ones where you don't trust them. So right now, even an incompletion gets them on the board, but you want to continue this drive, and hopefully they can.
Five wide receivers set, empty backfield.
So they're going to blitz, and they do, but they match it up. They bring five.
I mean, the offensive line's done well. Dude, just go north and south, please.
All right, so now you're looking at about a 47, 48-yarder. I'm assuming they'll kick here.
Dump off to Darren Sproles. They've used him a lot this game. I think a lot more than a lot of people thought they were going to use him. As I said earlier, he's kind of the forgotten man on this team, but he's been featured pretty prominently in the offense early on.
Now, it looks like they're going to go for it here on fourth down.
I don't hate it.
I don't know.
You got to make it, though. Fourth and two.
Fourth and two, but it's a long two. I'm kicking the field goal here. It's a one. Make it a one-score game. I don't believe. This is almost desperate. Like, the defense can't get stops. And it's because they haven't. I'm already deciding that this defense can't get stops against Washington.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
All right, let's see what happens.
If they don't get it, I'm going to hate it.
It's Sproles, and it's 10th at the line. It's incomplete.
Jesus. I hate it. That's why you go for the points.
I said it beforehand. You take the points. Mistake by the coach in real time. As I said, you can't do that. You get the points. And right there, that's a bad job by Selamalu not getting to the chest of the defender. Whenever a ball's batted down and the guy jumps, it's because the lineman isn't in the chest. Because you know what happens if you jump when a guy's in your chest? He goes on his backside.
Yeah.
But he can't go on his backside if you don't engage your guy.
That's tough, man. I mean, I'm joking around being, you know, the revisionist history stuff, but I don't hate the call to go for it on fourth and two.
I do.
But you have to cash in.
I right there, I kick the field goal, I get it to a one-score game, and then I go from there. Because there was some positives on that drive. That was a decent drive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you were moving the ball. It was a long drive. I think it was like 11 plays.
You got your defense some rest.
Yep, which is key.
I right there, now the defense now has to give me a three and out.
Yeah.
The first three and out.
They haven't even come close to doing a three and out.
No, I need a three and out from the defense here, but that's one of the things where I would have kicked it. Now, Tyler, real fast, can you give us a scoring update from around the league?
Yes, so just a couple of field goals to report. The Rams get on the board. They break that scoreless tie, 3-0. Rams in Carolina. Jags get three as well with Gardner Minshew leading them down the field. And looks like the Ravens just scored again. I'll check in on who it was, but they're up 27-0 now.
They're up 27, so... If on Play Sugar House right now.
Yeah, what was the line for that game again?
It was 7.
What? Oh my God.
It was 7 on the road.
Oh, but I think this is telling you exactly what you should do when you go to PlaySugarHouse.com is bet against the Miami Dolphins quite a bit this season.
Absolutely heavy. The lines are obviously going to be adjusted. You're going to start seeing some big double digit lines. So you had the Eagles once again. That line, whoo boy. 70.
And I don't think the Baltimore Ravens are that good of an offense.
They might be.
Real? I mean, I think Lamar Jackson's good, but I mean, his touchdown was to Willie Snead. Willie Snead doesn't scare me. They don't have like a number one wide receiver. They're starting running back.
I think Lamar Jackson's a lot better than people.
No, I like him a lot, but.
Thought.
And he's going to have to kind of carry that offense, to my point. I mean, because Mark, 45-year-old Mark Ingram is your lead back. He's going to have to make a lot of the plays, Lamar Jackson. But what I'm interested in is when they play a vaunted offense, kind of like the Patriots, what happens?
Yeah.
They're going to get smacked.
Yeah, I can't argue with you.
I would say I feel bad for Dolphins fans out there, but there's only about five of them.
Now, just to give you an update, in the half scores, which you obviously bet at Play Sugar House, the Eagles were 6.5-point favorites for this half. So there's basically... But there's basically no way if you bid a first half bet for them to cover, they would have to score 26. And since that's a mathematical impossibility,
you need
four touchdowns for them.
The Rams just scored 10 points in 2 minutes.
Now they have 10 points in 2 minutes. Now they're going to be explosive all year. They're going to be explosive all year.
Well, we should be explosive. Like, this offense should be explosive.
Yes. And I think they still will be. I have not given up hope just yet. Now, Minshew has driven Jacksonville down for a field goal drive. How about that rookie?
Minshew to God.
Nick Foles out for the game with a shoulder injury. So if Foles gets to side, he can pour a little liquor out for him. That usually when you're out for the game with a shoulder, you're out for a little while with a shoulder. Unfortunately, with a quarterback, there aren't many one-week shoulder injuries.
Well, Carson better throw a touchdown in this game, because if not, the Foles in society is going to load up sound off with calls of...
He can't, though, because Foles is out.
Well, he's out for the game, but he managed to, you know, throw more touchdown passes than Carson. Not looking forward to those people.
All right, 610-632-0975.
You know you're going to get those calls.
I can't. 610-632-0975. This is the Green Zone presented by PlaySugarHouse.com, and we'll be right back.
You're in the Green Zone with Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Listen up, Philadelphia area. Are you interested in making active and passive income each month flipping real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The ProSource Tax Lien Company is offering a free tax lien flip kit, which contains educational videos and a step-by-step report that will show you how to earn government-regulated returns up to 18% that are secured by real estate. Plus, see how you can access tax lien inventory not available to the public. So if you want to become a real estate investor without swinging a hammer or being a landlord, then text OFFER to 31,000 now to get your free tax lien flip kit and get ready to learn how to flip tax liens and acquire houses well below wholesale prices with great profit potential, all from home working part-time. Text OFFER to 31,000 right now to get your free tax lien investor kit plus two free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free smartwatch just for attending. Text OFFER to 31,000. That's OFFER to 31,000 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
O'Reilly. If you hear squealing and grinding noises from your vehicle, it's time for new brakes. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, when you buy any set of Brake Best pads and any two Brake Best rotors, you'll save 10% on your total purchase. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join Brian Westbrook as he broadcasts live from Super Buy Right Wine and Liquor in Williamstown. This Monday night from 6 to 7 p.m., presented by 19 Crimes Wine. Stock up on featured wines including Behringer, California Main and Vine for $9.99. Matua New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc for $9.09. And fan favorite 19 Crimes Australian wines for just $8.99. The Brian Westbrook Show, live from Super Buy Right Wine and Liquor, Williamstown. Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. Presented by 19 Crimes Wine.
As we return to school and work, all of us need to be aware of our surroundings. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. If you ride NJ Transit trains or buses or live or work near a station, you know when something just doesn't feel right. Your attention is our most valuable asset. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. Report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. Stay alert, stay alive.
Pennsylvania's veterans have bravely served our country. Now, some are struggling with addiction. Pennsylvania's Substance Use Disorder Hotline is staffed by real people who are trained to help. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they'll get you or your loved one into treatment, regardless of your access to insurance. If you know a veteran who's suffering from addiction, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
You have to be up in 5 hours. 2 hours. 6 minutes, and you haven't slept a wink. ZzzQuil Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. So tonight, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil.
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
Hi there. I heard paints are 30% off.
Yep, and stains too.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. Only at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store.
Right now?
Well, August 29th through September 9th.
Ah, bring it in. I'm a big hugger.
It's cool. Ask Sherwin-Williams August 29th through September 9th and save 30% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $26.94. Only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you're listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
Oh, boy. 610-632-0975. You are listening to... And the Green Zone, presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. And, oh, we go to commercial break when the game goes to commercial break. And we know our commercial break's a little bit longer, but we figure we'll have some time. What happens instead? Douglas beat on a deep ball. The Eagles are now down 17-0.
Beat like a drum.
So, to give you an idea, at PlaySugarHouse, before the game, the Eagles were minus 600 at kickoff. Minus 600 at kickoff. Which means to win $100, you would have to bet, yes, $600. And they're now down, and they were 10-point favorites, and they're down 17-0 in the game.
Yeah, this is pathetic. This is pathetic.
And
Once again,
it goes back to the decision to give up points. 17-3 feels better than 17-0.
Yeah.
Two scores versus three. That's one. I understand the aggression, but you have to be smart early. But once again, though, perhaps the coach knew these guys can't get stops. I need touchdowns.
I mean, if that is how he felt, they're kind of proving his point by the first play. You come out and go over the top with some guy that we've never heard of, but the fact that we've never heard of him, Jim Schwartz should have heard of him. He should have known that this kid had elite speed.
Right, and you can't put Douglas on an island against a guy with elite speed because that's the one thing.
With no safety help. That's ridiculous.
No help over the top there. So, poor job so far. 610-632-0975. This is not good. Now, can they get a touchdown before the half? Let's just chip away.
Yeah, if you can get a touchdown before that, that's huge.
We love the betting. We love our PlaySugarHouse guys. As Eagles fans right now, we're just thinking about getting to the game. Like, just winning the game. At this point, we'll take 21-17. The covering and all that other stuff, I just can't. Let's go to the phones. Chris and Pensalkin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic on the Green Zone.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Chris?
I got to tell you, man, and the only reason I'm bringing him up because you work with him, so it's not taking a shot at him behind his
what
back.
What the hell is that?
Uh-huh.
What the hell is that?
On third and one, they do a pitch outside.
Third and one, you do a pitch outside? Are you kidding me? That's your play call?
Like, I'm a big Carson guy. I don't wish Foles any harm or good. I don't even think of it anymore. But they're already booing him right now. And those fans, for what they paid, have every right, whether they played it, whether they decided to play or not play in preseason. That was their choice. But the way they're looking, and then I got to tell you, Ty, I listen to you guys every day out of my shop. I love Mikey Mish, man. I told him, millions of people have been telling him for a year and a half, and he's been defending James Forrest. No, you don't know what you're talking about. He's a good defensive coordinator. Yeah, guess what? Look up the facts, man. The last eight games last year, they were ranked the 28th defense in the NFL with the least blitzing, with the most time on the field. The guy's a joke. Mikey needs to get back to his heydays when he was a big brawler instead of living on the main line, getting his lung cut by a computer, and getting his head back in the game.
What are you talking about? Are you calling to talk about Mike Nicinelli?
No, I'm talking about Jim Schwartz. When you and him every week say all these callers don't know what they're talking about. Look up the facts and look at the eye test. We're ranked the 28th defense last seven games of the year last year. The guy can't do it, man. And you guys just make excuses. And then
why do you pitch? Dummy. Wait a minute. Did you just not see the offensive pitch on offense? Is that not Schwartz's fault?
No. I'm not saying that's Schwartz's fault. The 17 points are Schwartz's fault. Guess what? The pitch. I'm fine with the pitch because I.
Oh, well, I'm then, not.
See,
I'm
I can't,
not.
I can't. Why are you fine?
I'm
with the
not.
Pitch? Third and one. You go
third
straight
and
ahead.
One, straight ahead.
The two.
Why
backs
are we going west? East west.
Why is it Jordan Howard in the game? It's Clement and Sproles in the game at that point.
This is awful. I mean, like, it's just straight. You shaved your chest for this? Are you kidding me? This is what we waited 7 months for? To see third and one pitches? Look, I don't like Jim Schwartz either. I think he sucks. Flat out. Like, I've said that all show. I can't stand him, and I'm definitely done with him now. As much as I look forward to this Eagles game, I did not look forward to Jim Schwartz's defense. But, no, you can't be okay with that pitch. That's terrible.
That's terrible.
That's awful.
And then you don't put points on the board. After the check down, I don't understand the pitch.
Yeah,
I don't understand any of this.
I like going for it on fourth down, but I was wrong, obviously, because they didn't get it. But at the time, I'm not expecting them to be down 17-0 in the blink of an eye. I mean, this is pathetic.
This is
and they
got to
wake the hell up, man. This offense is way too talented. First of all, this offense is way too talented to be in third down this many times. I'm sick of these third and one, third and two, third. Just go down the field. Like, put it on the table, man.
Yeah.
Like, impose your will on this crappy Washington team that'll be lucky to win. What was the number for wins for win totals at Play Sugar House for Washington?
Five.
So Sugar House Casino
they were
saying,
supposed to be last place.
Five.
Giants were six.
Five wins. Would that shock anybody if they got four or five wins? You're expecting this team to draft in the top 10, and you're down 17-0 to them? Your defense can't stop me or you or Tyler Zuli or the D-Train, for Christ's sake.
I mean, I'm very confused. I don't understand. Now, the defense now has to force a three and out to give their offense some field position. That's what needs to happen now. This is unbelievable. I mean, I knew they might not come out razor sharp early, maybe.
Yeah.
But this is beyond, and I don't know.
It's pathetic. I mean, I did a whole show on Howie Roseman messed up by not going and getting Jadeveon Clowney. Just messed up. He had way too much faith in this defensive line and this defense as a whole, and he didn't go out and get Jadeveon Clowney.
Now, I don't agree with that just yet. Just yet.
Well, I'm very reactionary in these games.
Yeah, just yet.
I don't think he messed up.
I don't know. But I need to see if these other guys do well.
Well, we're in the second quarter, and that we know what that left side is. We know how bad they are. They haven't gotten any pressure on Case Keenum. None.
They have not got pressure on Keenum.
That's pathetic.
So far at all so far.
Shocking that a 31-year-old Brandon Graham who had four sacks can't get pressure. I'm blown away by that. But hey, Jadeveon Clowney, who you only had to pay half his salary because Houston was willing to take the other half for a third-round pick and two backups? No, we don't need him.
They
no, we have faith
up.
In Derek Barnett.
Well, I think Derek Barnett's going to go to the Pro Bowl this year.
My point is,
I think he's
Derek
going to
Barnett would probably go to the Pro Bowl if you dialed up blitzes, but Jim Schwartz's defense is, no, just get to him on your own. No help.
You got a second and 12 now. Second and 12 now. We're going to go to Luke right after this play. Let's see if they can get into another third and long. Let's see if they can get to another third and long here on the Green Zone presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. Let's see how it goes. All right? We'll get updates on the score soon. We'll get updates on some of these betting lines.
We'll see.
Look at this.
I mean, it's guys one-on-one that are missing badly.
Now that right there. So now it is third and long. Indeed. Let's go to Luke in Center City. You're 97.5 The Fanatic on the Green Zone.
Hey, Ty. How you doing?
What's up, Luke?
Not much. So I meant to call him before the season started, but I was kind of thinking that in all the Super Bowl predictions and everything, they kind of overlooked that the defense. I don't think the defense was ever as good as everyone thought. I don't think the secondary.
I don't think anybody thinks that the defense is good. They think the defense is passable, but the offense can be great. And if you look at if you look at the Saints last year and the Rams in large part, their offenses is what carried them, not their defense. The defense just had to be passable because your offense is going to go put 30 up.
Yeah, okay.
And finally, a three and out right there.
What is that?
They got themselves off the field on 3rd and 7. They got some pressure on the quarterback they blitzed.
They did. Now, can you explain this foreign premise of a 3 and out? Can you explain? Yes. I'm new to the game.
So Washington only got to run 3 plays.
Okay.
And now they have to punt it back. The Eagles now will have a chance with 6 minutes on the
clock.
5:59. And they should have good field position, a chance to get the game to 17-7. And I will predict if they get it to 17-7, that they will win the game. But back to your point, Luke, I do not think the defense, anyone thought the defense was good. I think people, this was a heck of a punt. I think a lot of people thought the defense would be passable. And there is a difference between good and passable.
Last question for you guys. Have you been seeing more issues with the offense or defense in this game so far? Definitely
both.
Defense?
Yeah, both.
Yeah,
I mean, if I had to pick one, it would be defense because they've been on the field more.
Right, and we assume that the offense, because they didn't play at all in training camp, there was a chance that the offense might come out a little bit stagnant.
Yeah, I think I wouldn't say expected it, but we weren't going to be shocked if it happened because of the whole preseason crap, but... I also did not expect to be down 17-0 and no points. Now, to your point, though, they should have had points. They elected to go for it on 4th and 2 instead, and it got bad.
And I still don't understand why you have Jordan Howard, a big back, on the team, and instead of handing it to him on 3rd and 1, you pitch it to Sproles with Clement on the field.
Yeah, and then right there, they just gave it to Miles Sanders, the rookie. So I don't know what's up with Jordan Howard. It doesn't seem like he's gotten the ball a ton this game at all. There was that one dump off, but... And they're showing him on the TV right now.
Is he injured?
Not that I've seen.
I'm just trying to understand. I'm just trying to understand. TC in Florida, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. You're on the Green Zone.
You know what? All I can say right now, because I don't have much to say, I'm sitting here trying to show my daughter this game. This is the first game because, you know, everybody's a Steelers fan around here, you know, and my wife.
Down in Florida. What part of Florida are you down?
Well, I'm from West Philly.
So, I got you. What part of Florida you are you?
Oh, what part? I'm right in Tampa. I'm right off of Tampa, like
so
right in the river.
So it's Pittsburgh fans, not Buck fans down there? I guess Bucks are kind of a label.
I got a neighbor that's a Dallas Cowboy fan.
That's gross.
Right next door
that's
to him.
Gross.
And right next door to him is a Pittsburgh fan.
That's even, that's awful. Know. What kind of neighborhood are you living in, man?
So I'm sitting here trying to watch the game with my daughter right now. Mm-hmm. Trying to show her, Philly pride. We down 17-0.
Good protection.
And you know what? I never wanted to call in and even say nothing about nobody never said nothing about the linebackers. Our linebackers are disgusting. No, I mean not disgusting, but Nigel Bradham, he's good. Okay,
yeah, Bradham's a good player. You can't say Bradham stinks because he doesn't.
No.
And Camu Brugier-Hill is supposed to be
right.
Is supposed
but
to be.
But he's out for the game.
He's not. He's injured. So they're not full strength. So your linebackers were never going to be as great.
But to your point, TC, even when they are full strength, you're banking on Camu Grugier-Hill becoming a good linebacker.
Right.
You're banking on Zach Brown regaining his form. It's a lot of, looking at the glass half full, which is great. But when that doesn't happen, ooh. when that doesn't happen, it's tough.
God has got to touch that.
Can I say one thing before I get cut off?
Sure.
And you know what everybody's going to say on Monday if we lose? They're going to say, that's why you should have got Clowney.
I'm saying it now. I said it before. I said it before. I said it when they didn't get Clowney. I'm saying it now. I'll be saying it week 6, week 16 during the playoffs. They should have gotten Clowney. I mean, they gave up the same amount of the Seattle's Seahawks gave up, basically what you gave up for Golden Tate.
Yep.
Right.
And that was a rental. That was a 6-week rental.
And that would be Clowney. You're not allowed to re-sign him until after the season. So that's another done.
Bang.
So that's a touchdown to DeSean Jackson right there.
Love that.
Carson Wentz. So Carson Wentz.
We're back. Start,
back in the game. About to be 17-7. Huge play. Before that, an absolute dime to Goddard. Goddard got hit, but Goddard has to catch it. Back-to-back dime passes from one Carson Wentz right there. We're back in the game, baby. 17-7.
I'm excited.
Are you excited? This game's not over, folks.
Sugar House must be going nuts right now.
They have to be partying down there. Two dimes. I can't wait to get the second half lines. Those have not been released yet. We will absolutely update all of those courtesy of Play Sugar House and PlaySugarHouse.com. This is the Green Zone. We're having a good time now that the score is now 17-7. You can never be too sure with the Eagles with these extra points with the kicker.
You really can't.
I wish he could kick the extra points from 50 yards because then I would feel more comfortable. 17-7. And what you saw on this play was just DeSean being DeSean.
Yeah.
Singled up and he just ran past the guy.
Yeah, we heard about it coming into the season. He still has that speed.
Was an absolute beauty. I mean, the pass was an absolute dime. Just like the one to Goddard that he didn't catch. Carson, with time, just drops that thing in a bucket. Hard to throw a better pass than that.
And that was a big concern with a lot of people coming into this game was the connection between him and DeSean Jackson. They didn't play in the preseason. You heard about it.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, they looked pretty damn good there.
So they scored quick. So now you have three timeouts.
Ooh, that's got to feel good.
And a 2-minute warning against his former team back in Philly. The first touchdown, there was boos in the stadium. The team deserved to be booed.
They did.
And now you see it right there. Carson Wentz with his first touchdown pass back, and DeSean Jackson with his first touchdown catch back in the city of Philadelphia. 17-7 feels a lot better than 17-0. What do you think over there, Tyler?
Yeah, there's got to be an air of energy again, once again, in that stadium because, I mean, you could almost feel it through the TV with the sound off.
Yes.
It felt dead in the stadium. Something's got to be back.
They're showing the fans, and they just look shell-shocked. I mean, and I understand it. I was shell-shocked. Ty, I think you were shell-shocked.
Absolute 17.
Zulu, you were shell-shocked. We're all shell-shocked.
17-10, I'd feel better right now.
The D-Train's in there. He needs a defibrillator. So I get it, you know, and if you paid all that money to go to the game, I understand it, but that's got to wake you up, you know, quite a bit. When not only is it a touchdown, but it's a touchdown to DeSean Jackson. And I was at a wedding yesterday, and I was sitting outside, and I overheard a couple people talking about the game today. And one of the women said, "I just can't wait to see the connection between Carson Wentz and DeSean Jackson." And I think that was a thought going into this game for a lot of people. A lot of Eagles fans was like, "Yo, I can't wait to see DeSean back." And you saw it a big way there, and they've got them involved quite a bit early on in this game. So it's a good sign for sure. I mean, we talked about it all offseason. He opens up so much for this offense just with his speed alone. And now they've got to pay attention. I mean, they knew it going into this game that you had to pay attention to DeSean Jackson. But if they didn't know, now they definitely know.
So there's some NFL history made in this first half. Not this game, but around the league. Baltimore's up 35-3, and we knew that was big, but this is the history that's never happened before. This stat right here. No quarterback in NFL history has ever finished a game with 4+ touchdowns while throwing 10 or fewer passes. Like, that's never happened before in a game. Currently, Lamar Jackson has 4 touchdown passes, 9 passes.
I sit him.
4 touchdowns.
Sit him.
9 passes.
We may see Trace McSorley today.
That's never happened before. I should say that was bad. Basically, it's always taken more than 10 passes to get to 4 touchdown passes.
Did you imagine
this man got the prop bet
on that one?
So imagine if he gets to 18. Could he have 18 passes and 8 touchdowns? That's the pace he would be on. So that's what's happening in that game. So while Eagles, we don't feel great right now. It's a third down. There's about 4 minutes left in the game. The Eagles can maybe get themselves off the field, 3rd-and-3. If they get themselves off the field, here the Eagles The Eagles would then have three timeouts, the 2-minute warning.
Yeah.
To try to score once again, if they can get themselves off the
field. Yeah, and you need to get yourself off the field here, because if you can walk away from this game with, or walk away from this half with, you know, even three more points and go down in the half 17-10, and you're going to get the ball back to start the second half.
Feel a lot better.
Yeah, you do. And they stopped them.
I don't know what the spot's going to be, but
yeah,
they stopped them.
No, they definitely stopped them.
If they call it correctly, it's 4th and 1.
Now,
Bradham with a huge hit. I mean, because sometimes running backs fall forward.
Yeah.
That running back fell sideways.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you know,
Bradham laid the wood on that one.
He felt that one. Now, do they go for it?
I don't think you can afford to.
I don't think you can either.
Because if you don't get it, you give the Eagles a short field, and now it's 17.
And on the road, too.
Oh, they're going.
And they're going for it.
They're going for it. So they're clearly going for it. Now, let's see what happens. They only need a yard.
Stack the box.
Well, you know the Eagles are going to stack the box, but maybe they try to draw them off sides.
Yeah, it looks like they're trying to draw them off sides.
Yep, and they took the delay.
Yeah, you know, and that makes, look, I...
They're inside their own 35.
On the road,
yeah.
That would be the dumbest move in the world.
To go from the 35?
If the Eagles are able to stop you, you just woke up. Anybody that wasn't awake now is definitely awake.
Right.
With the stop.
So I'm going to say as Eagles fans, afternoon and week now depends on this next 2:41. If the Eagles score, field goal or touchdown, before the half, they'll win the game. And while we won't be happy that they were down 17-0, we'll exhale and we'll have a good week. If they don't score, I'm going to have a tough time.
Yeah, I mean, you could just chalk it up to, hey, first quarter was rust.
Now,
shaking that off.
Now, here's a question. They have Sproles as their punt returner, assuming Washington punts, but it looks like Washington may actually still go for it.
What?
Washington has not put the punt team on the field. It looks like they may still go for it from inside their 35.
I mean, we wouldn't know because the TV just...
Okay, the punter comes on.
All right.
I was wondering, is this one of those times where you put Deshaun in? They're not gonna. I might.
That's the luxury you had, though. It's not like Sproles is Boston Scott. You know, I mean, they showed it. He's got 7 punt returns in his career. Yeah, I mean, Deshaun, I personally wouldn't.
He's got the broken finger. It obviously hasn't affected his ability to catch the ball because he has some good stats so far. We'll go over all the halftime stats once halftime gets here. Hopefully that is on during the kick.
I mean, the kicker's got to stand in there and get hit because they got a lot of pressure on that. But the kicker kind of, the punter moved out of the way a little bit.
It looks like the defense is coming back on the field, it looks like. Oh, it's holding.
Fletcher's saying it's holding.
But they got
good pressure on
if
that.
If it's during the kick, it's still Eagles ball. Regardless, if it's before the kick, hold it.
Yeah, holding rest.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
That's a huge relief.
That's huge relief. I thought it was we didn't know what the call was. Hey, we're watching the game with you, just like you. We're just fans right now. 610-632-0975 here on the Green Zone.
Is this ref's got to be new. I've never seen him before.
I have seen this ref before.
Have you?
Yes. But he might be elevated because he looks like he's under 100. And apparently their new goal is to get some referees in the mix during some of the bigger games. This was Fox's number 2 game, so this is a bigger game. A couple referees under 100.
I still can't believe Pam Oliver's on the number 2 squad.
Yes.
She's the number 1.
Aaron Andrews, I believe, is still on the number 1 squad.
Yeah, you can take Aaron Andrews and...
Not a fan?
No, not really.
Not a fan?
No, not at all.
All right, quickly.
I'll just say it. Nope.
Quickly.
Not a fan.
I hear you. Quickly. Tyler, can you take us around the league real fast with some scores?
Yeah, you got Rams 10-0 still over the Carolina Panthers with the ball. The Titans over the Browns 10-6 right now. Chiefs and Jags trade field goals. It's 20-13. The Ravens up 35-3. They're in the red zone again, so it could be 42-3.
Come on!
Vikings,
in the first half?
First half still. Vikings up 21-0 on Atlanta and still 6-0 in New York. The Jets over the Bills.
Making them repunt did not pay off.
Bad mistake by Doug Peterson.
That's a hell of a punt.
And some punter named Way found a way to pin the Eagles, looks like, inside the 20.
Yeah.
So the score, they're going to have to drive far. Continue, Tyler. Sorry about that.
No, that was the last one. By the way, you mentioned some punter named Way. Did you ever hear the story about Tress Way?
No.
So a couple years ago, the Redskins were picking captains. And for the special teams captains, players didn't write Tress Way. They just wrote punter. So they all had them vote and, like, put it in a box. They
I
just
remember you telling that last year. That was that's a great story.
He's the captain now. Carson Wentz had 20-some yards in the first quarter. He has 87 in the second quarter. He's going to need about 70, about 60 more to get him in the field goal range, 80-plus more to get him in the touchdown range here. And Carson then drives, all right.
I mean, he picked up like a yard, maybe.
Picked up a yard, but what he didn't do was take big contact. He got on the ground. That's been the key. And that's another positive, if you're going to take a positive when you're down 17-7. Carson has been mostly untouched.
I would
in the first half.
Yeah, the protection's been good.
The jersey's not even dirty so far.
I'd be very interested to look at the all 22 though, because he's going through his progressions, and we've talked about how talented this offense is. You would think they'd be able to get some separation on these guys, and it hasn't really happened.
Absolutely not. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. We'll be right back here on, I want to get this right now, The Green Zone, presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
You're in The Green Zone with Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including VTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ever look at your paycheck and think, there's got to be a better way? Well, here's some news. There is, and I can show it to you. I'm Paula Sagan, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My brother and I have taught thousands of people how to start making money in real estate. Now it's your turn. Next week, we're conducting a free 2-hour educational workshop right here in the Philadelphia, Wilmington area, where you'll learn some of my secrets, like how to start flipping homes for profit in your spare time, using other people's money, and how to get started putting money in your pocket every month by investing in income properties. Real estate is a powerful tool that has made millions of people wealthy, but you can't start making your first dollar until you take your first step. Come to my free workshop and take advantage of this amazing opportunity. It could mean a lifetime of financial security.
To get 2 free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
You have to be up in 5 hours. 2 hours. 6 minutes, and you haven't slept a wink. ZzzQuil Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. So tonight, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil.
Dell's semi-annual sale is officially on. You now have the rare chance to get the latest Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors at 17% off, a discount usually reserved just for Dell employees. Shop a wide selection of leading-edge Dell and Alienware monitors and more, all with free shipping. Call 800-BUY-DELL or go to Dell.com/semi-annual sale to enjoy huge limited-time employee savings. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Labor Day savings at the Home Depot. Get the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallon buckets of paints and stains. Like Behr Premium Plus Interior, rated number one in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power. Now starting at $14.98 after rebate for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through September 8th via online or mail-in rebate. Limit 25 gallons per household. U.S. only. See store for details.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges, too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters. Why take a chance with anybody else?
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
Hi there. I heard paints are 30% off.
Yep, and stains too.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. Only at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store.
Right now?
Well, August 29th through September 9th.
Bring it in. I'm a big hugger.
It's cool.
Ask Sherwin-Williams August 29th through September 9th and save 30% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $26.94. Only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
School's back in session, and at AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to get your ride ready. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times. If you're looking to reward your ride, get a 50-pack of Pro Elite Grab and Clean microfiber towels for only $19.99. They help you clean and protect your vehicle to give it a shiny finish. Visit us at AutoZone.com to start the job fast. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
You're locked in to 97.5 The Fanatic. Brought to you by McCausland Lock Services. Car keys and remotes for up to 50% off. Online at 4carkeys.com.
Sports talk from Mount Laurel and all of Burlington County.
97.5 The Fanatic. Real-time info on the Birds game, plus news on all betting lines and prop bets from around the league. This is the Green Zone on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, it is the Green Zone presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. Patty.
And I want to tell you the weekend sponsors brought to you by TurnersOldJeep.com, Philly and South Jersey's fastest growing Jeep and Ram dealer. See why people from all over the Delaware Valley come to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram, pickups, Dodges, and Chrysler. Shop TurnersOldJeep.com.
And so the Eagles, the punt changed the whole dynamic. They're starting inside the 20. Bad play calling by Doug Peterson throughout this game, really, on third downs. A screen at 3rd and 10, which wasn't going to. They end up having the punt, and now Washington has the ball 3rd down here. That all happened very quickly.
Quicker
than we expected. They are starting to get some pressure on Keenan Barnett. The maligned by Pat Egan, Barnett, has started to have a really good quarter. He's been in the backfield multiple times this quarter.
Let me just say, I think he's a decent player. I just think that he'd be helped tremendously if they actually blitzed. I think they all would.
That would perhaps help. Now, Eagles are down 17-7. Washington is moving the ball. They have no timeouts. So they're looking to get to 20-7, which would maybe be a dagger. Minnesota's up 21-0 on Eagles' next week opponent, Atlanta. If both of those teams are 0-1, next week's game is now just an unbelievable amount of pressure. So on Sunday night's game, if both teams are now 0-1, and that's in play now, with them down 21-0 in the first half to Minnesota.
Yeah, that'd be huge. I mean, that was the game I think a lot of people, including myself, were a little worried about. You could see them losing to Atlanta because Atlanta's a very good team. But I didn't expect Minnesota to go out. What was the line on that game?
The line on that game, let me double check. Let's bring that up on my Play Sugar House app. It was 4.5?
I think it was 3.5.
3.5?
Yeah, 3.5 Minnesota.
Minnesota, 3.5. Let me look. It had gotten down to 3 at kickoff, but it was 3.5 for most of the week. So there was some late money on Atlanta to drop it 0.5 point. But yeah, it was 3. And now, yes, and at halftime, we'll have all your second half odds. I wonder where the Eagles are going to be in the second half. That'll be a bit of a tell, because remember, the Eagles were 6.5 point favorites in this half, and that has failed. If you bet Washington, you cashed.
Yeah, you know, a pick six would be huge right now. Keenum's doing a good job, though, protecting the football. Give credit where credit's due. Jay Gruden's game plan has been good, and it helps once again that play right there to Vernon Davis, the cushion that we talked about in this game, which has been frustrating. But the offensive line is held up when they do end up sending pressure, which is few and far between on plays. But Keenum's done a nice job. You know, he's stood in there and found the open receiver, and these receivers aren't good. We talked about it, but he's finding them.
He's finding them. He found them early, and often they've settled down a little bit better lately.
That's a catch, Jesus.
Well, now they're in field goal range.
Yep. This is just so frustrating.
So they're driving.
Could get a real defensive coordinator.
That's Darby getting beat. A lot of long hair among the Eagles' corners so far this game.
He was almost able to knock it out.
Almost. Not a lot of good football, but a lot of, cute little...
Well, and that was a position I think a lot of people looked at as possibly a strength of, like, you know, at least you know what you have in them. You know, they all can kind of play. Haven't looked good this game. And I don't know how
they're gonna do against Julio Jones. Need a turnover or a sack here to take them out of field goal range. All right, that was a penalty. Let's see who that's on. That would take them back out in the fringe range. It was on the offense, so that takes them away. So far, Keenum, 15 of 21 for 246 yards and two touchdowns in the first half.
Yeah, I don't know how many people
he's on
out
a 500-yard pace.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I'm sure there's a prop bet, too, about, you know, how
the
many
over
yards.
Under for his yards was 220, 225. He already is over in the first half.
And I don't know many people that thought he was going to kind of pick apart the Eagles' defense like this. I wasn't all that high on the Eagles' defense, but...
I didn't think it would be like this. He's literally on a 500-yard pace in the first half. They have a whopping 31 yards rush.
Oh, my God.
Like that,
a sack?
A sack.
Oh, man.
Timmy Jernigan takes him out of field goal range, and most likely what that will do is that will keep the score to 17-7. So most likely now it's going to be tough for Washington to get back in field goal range here. Although with this secondary, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Because they'll play prevent. You're seeing all the cushion that they're giving underneath.
Yep.
There it is.
And just like that, but they're attacking, but they don't have any timeouts.
Ty, this defense is killing me.
Yeah. And now they'll have a 50.
That should be a flag. That should back them up. That should back them up even more.
It should. I think they might be calling it on the defense, though. I don't know. Let's see what happens.
I don't know how you call on the defense. The Redskins
guy. You never know.
Yeah, you don't. It's true.
Offsides on the defense.
I can't with this dude. I can't.
Well, now it's going to be 20. Derek Barnett there. That's a boneheaded play. You can't make that play. Derek Barnett goes offsides. Terrible.
Yeah. That's inexcusable. What the hell was he doing? What, like, if you're Derek Barnett in that situation, what are you hoping to accomplish? He's going to spike the ball.
It's idiotic.
All right, it's on Dustin Hopkins.
I mean, this guy's made 15 straight field goals on the road. This is a guy who can make kicks.
48-yarder.
It would have been a 53-yarder. Smart by the Eagles. Call timeout to ice him, but it would have been a 53-yarder. Now it's a 48-yarder. So Barnett very well could have just spotted Washington 3 points.
It's like DeSean Jackson with the penalty earlier, which we both agree was ticky-tack. But
if he walks away there, it's 3rd and 2 instead of 3rd and 17. And
Derek Barnett with a boneheaded play, like, you're not going to accomplish anything on
267
that
yards in the first half after that last completion for the soft zone for Case Keenum. 267 yards in the first half.
You got to make adjustments. I mean, I know that we talk about that, but like...
They got to be a different team. They get the ball first in the second half. Let's hope that this kicker does what kickers do and chokes, but I have a feeling that this is going to be bad.
Yeah, but even if he makes it, you're still only down 2 scores.
That's true.
You know, this isn't, you're not like the Miami Dolphins right now. Miami Dolphins fans can go and just enjoy their day.
Yeah, they can just go ahead and enjoy some of the things. And
right down the middle.
Right down the middle.
Yep.
As time expires.
Good job.
It's now 20.
Your boy, Derek Barnett.
To 7. Derek Barnett.
Shout out to him.
Had a good second quarter up until that moment.
He did.
And now we're at
the half. But he did. He did a good second quarter.
6-1-0.
Jerry Schwartz.
6-3-2-0-9-7-5. What are you going to do? Carson Wentz. So let's look at some of these first half stats. Carson Wentz, 12 of 18, 112 yards, 1 touchdown, 0 picks. Jordan Howard, 2 carries, 12 yards. Why you only get 2 carries?
Yeah.
Sproles, 3 carries, 8 yards. Carson Wentz, 1 for 2 yards. We saw that particular little rush. He did a good job keeping him clean. Miles Sanders, 3 carries, 0 yards. So not able to establish the run kind of at all. DeSean Jackson, 5 catches for 73 yards. Alshon, on 6 targets, 5 catches. Alshon, 1 catch for 11 yards. Darren Sproles, 2 for 9. Aguilar, 1 for 7. Ertz, only 1 for 5. Jordan Howard, 1 for 5. Miles Sanders, 1 for 2. And Goddard with a big drop.
0 for 1.
Right before DeSean Jackson caught the touchdown and didn't catch him. And a bad situation on defense. Redskins, Case Keenum, 16 of 22 for 267 yards and 2 touchdowns. They haven't established the run either. Darius Geis, 7 carries for 21 yards, only obviously 3 yards a carry. And Chris Thompson, 3 carries for 10 yards. It hasn't mattered. It's been all running. The rookie from the Ohio State University, 3 catches, 104, Terry McLaurin. Vernon Davis for 3, 150. That all happened on the first drive. He hasn't had a catch since. Paul Richardson, 4 for 36. Kevin Harmon, 1 for 21. That helped set up that field goal there. The soft zone.
Yeah.
That gave up 21 yards
we talked
after
about.
The big sack by Timmy Jernigan.
That's what he does, man. Jim Schwartz just loves soft zone plays.
Yep.
And he lives for it.
Well, we will take your calls here on the Green Zone presented by.
Stand that, dude.
Sugar, PlaySugarHouse.com. We'll be talking about this the entire. We'll obviously take your calls in halftime. 20-7. A disastrous start by the Eagles. 610-632-0975. Emmanuel in Cherry Hill. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, man, I don't know what's going on, man, but these boys need to get their stuff together, man. This is embarrassing.
It is.
This is embarrassing. I don't believe this right now. I don't know what's going on, but we need to get our heads in the game right now.
100%. I mean, 100%.
All the people that talk about we don't need preseason, that's exactly why we need the starters to play in the preseason, right? Because you have the Chicago Bears who's starting in playing preseason. You look at them. You have the Green Bay Packers who started in playing the season. Look at them. Now look at us. We've been playing the preseason. This is why we need. How can you go play in the game and you talk about you don't need to practice, don't need to simulate the game before you simulate the game before you go into a real game? How is that reasonable?
I mean, ask the Rams last year. They put 42 up in the first week.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I'm not going to worry about that as much as you're going to worry about that, because on 3rd and 1, lack of preseason isn't why the coach called a pitch to Darren Sproles instead of a pitch
straight
to Darren
ahead.
Sproles instead of straight ahead with Jordan Howard. 1. 2.
Yeah, but if you
on 3rd and 2, when it's 3rd and 2, you get a 15-yard penalty. It makes it 3rd and 17. That's not preseason. So we can try to put it on preseason. How about this? If you look at the quote, Case Keenum has 257 yards. You know why Darby didn't play in the preseason? Because he's coming off of ACL. That's not preseason. So I don't buy the whole it's just the preseason. They just have to play better.
Yeah, they need to do their jobs.
Yeah, just go play football. They're paid to play football.
And I know that's going to be a popular statement by a lot of people.
It's easy.
It's a lazy narrative. Like, I'm really to believe that if Carson Wentz played one series, which is basically what they play in the preseason,
right.
You know, it's like 1 series, 2 series, 3 series in week 3, I'm going to believe that all of a sudden this offense is just clicking on all cylinders. The defense is the problem in this game. The defense is the problem. The offense hasn't played great, but the defense is a problem. The defense had starters play in the preseason.
Right.
They went to the coach and said, "We want to play." So this the whole narrative of, "Oh my God, if we played during the preseason, we'd be blowing them out." Well, the defense actually did play in the preseason, some of them.
Now I'm looking at
and they can't stop them.
Matt Ryan played in the preseason. He's 12 of 18 for 132 yards and an interception, and they're down 21-0.
Is that because of preseason? It goes both ways, man.
Is that preseason?
Yeah.
He played in the preseason. He's 12 for 18, 132 yards and a pick.
He's tired because he played in the preseason.
Almost identical stats to Carson Wentz, except Wentz, no interceptions.
Yeah. I think Wentz has done a decent job at times, but as you said, me and you both, we were on the phone at the time with somebody, and we both didn't understand 3rd and 1, you pitch it to Corey Clement, and you had a 3rd and 1 earlier in the game. You just put your head down and went forward.
Right,
picked
but instead
it up.
Now you
understand. Decide to pitch and overthink it. And I think that's one of the issues is it seems to me more the issue is the Eagles came in and just thought they kind of bought their own BS.
Yep.
And they read the press clippings and thought, all right, we'll just roll over this team because we're too talented, and the Redskins had other plans. But in all honesty, the Eagles should be rolling over this team. Case Keenum is their quarterback. If you've heard of anybody other than Paul Richardson as one of their wide receivers, you get a cookie. Because, I mean, these wide receivers are nothing to write home about.
No.
And yet they're tearing you up. Case Keenum is tearing up Jim Schwartz's defense. This guy walks around the sidelines acting like he invented the game of football, yet he just lets everybody just roam free under. It's like he's Gandalf. Thou shalt not pass, but go ahead, take everything underneath. Like, how about you stop them? How about you send a blitz?
I don't even know what to say about it. I'm trying to look. 610-632-0975. Steve, C-Note, we'll get to you on the other side. We'll update some of the live odds so you can make some bets before the second half of some of these games start. 610-632-0975. The Green Zone is presented by the $500,000 Pennsylvania Pick'em Football Challenge at PlaySugarHouse.com with the guaranteed $500,000 prize pool. Sign up now at PlaySugarHouse.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. We'll be right back.
You're in the Green Zone with Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-900-CANCEL. That's 855-900-CANCEL. 855-900-CANCEL.
Timeshare Freedom Group, we set you free.
As homeowners, we've been conditioned to think spring is the best time to restore our lawns. Turns out the secret to having a nice green lawn is fertilizing and seeding in the fall. That's why I trust my lawn to Natural Lawn of America. Natural Lawn's safer, organic-based lawn care products will reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn's aeration and seeding service, they're able to restore your lawn's health and beauty. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. Now, whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's customized treatments will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Fall is the perfect time to establish and thicken your lawn, so call Natural Lawn today and take advantage of their limited-time offer of free seeding every year. That's right, they will seed your lawn every year free of charge. Restore your lawn's health and beauty by calling this number, 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREESEED for Natural Lawn of America, greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
This is Gary Cobb for Experimax of Cherry Hill with a back-to-school message for all parents. Experimax of Cherry Hill sells pre-owned Apple laptops, desktops, and mobile devices for up to 60% off the original price. All products come with a 1-year warranty, so you can be confident with your purchase. Why buy your kids new Apple products when pre-owned are just as good? I went to Experimax of Cherry Hill because they are locally owned and operated. I dealt with the owner and his team, not some shady person from one of those internet resale sites. Keyword search Experimax, Cherry Hill. Experimax for back to school, Route 70 East, Cherry Hill.
You'll always get the best prices on the best selection of beer, wine, and liquor at Super Buy Right Wine and Liquor. Like Matua New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc for $9.09, Behringer California Main and Vine for $9.99, and 19 Crimes Australian Wine for $8.99. Super Buy Right Williamstown has a wide variety of craft beer, liquor, fine wines, and a wall of whiskey, while Super Buy Right West Deptford has a growler station with 32 beers on tap. If you didn't buy right, you bought wrong.
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
Hi there. I heard paints are 30% off.
Yep, and stains too.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. Only at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store.
Right now?
Well, August 29th through September 9th.
Ah, bring it in. I'm a big hugger.
It's cool.
Ask Sherwin-Williams August 29th through September 9th and save 30% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $26.94. Only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Labor Day savings at the Home Depot. Get the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallon buckets of paints and stains. Like Behr Premium Plus Interior, rated number one in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power. Now starting at $14.98 after rebate for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through September 8th via online or mail-in rebate. Limit 25 gallons per household. U.S. only. See store for details.
Today, NASCAR is live on NBC from Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And it's the last chance to make the playoffs. Once you cross those bricks, you're either in or you're out. Indy, today at 2 Eastern, NBC.
97.5 The Fanatic FM Radio. 97.5TheFanatic.com. The free Fanatic app. Plus Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. This is 97.5 The Fanatic. Real-time info on the Birds game, plus news on all betting lines and prop bets from around the league. This is the Green Zone on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, indeed, we are in the Green Zone. We're going hard in this game. The Eagles are down 20-7 at the half.
Yeah, we're showing fight.
We're showing a lot of fight. Now, we went over the scores. We went over the stats before the break. Let's get one call in, and then I'm going to go over where, according to Play Sugar House, where all the money went, and we'll see. And we'll also look at some of the later games, and we'll see if people are winning or losing. This will be a little bit fun. We'll go down each game individually. I'll give the game with the score currently versus where the money was, and we'll see if people are winning and losing. Because at least if the Eagles lose, if you win some cash, you feel a little bit better. But if you lose money and the Eagles lose the game, oh boy. Steve, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic in the Green Zone.
Guys, you right about Jim Schwartz. I don't know how he keeps coming back as our coordinator. We won the Super Bowl. Nobody wanted him. But we got a bigger problem. Last year, we said it was the back. Carson Wentz is not seeing those windows. He's not trusting those window throws. He's having a problem. Nobody want to talk about it. Our offensive line has kept him clean. We got a bunch of weapons out there.
Uh-huh.
He's not seeing it. He's waiting for people to be wide open.
So what window throws did he miss?
The point is he's not making the throws.
No. That's you're saying that he's missing.
Yeah, I can only think of one throw he missed.
God. Right, so I'm saying, tell me which ones he missed. Like, to who?
Let me tell you what.
To who?
Let me tell you what you do. You look at the, when they running a pass play, watch downfield.
I'm watching downfield. I'm asking you. I'm asking you to help
Steve,
me.
They're not showing downfield. So how are you seeing downfield?
What throws did he miss?
What angle are you watching?
I'm watching a football game. He's holding the ball like he did last year. Scared to throw the ball into the window. The guy's not going to be wide open. This is the NFL.
Well, I don't know. The Redskins are wide open.
And what about, wait a minute.
The Redskins are wide open?
What about the 50-50 ball? What about the 50-50 ball that Alshon didn't come down with? What about the drop by Goddard? He's already completing 66.6% of his passes.
And that's what he did last year.
No, he didn't.
Checkdowns. He's become a checkdown Charlie.
So that's what about the – so what was the touchdown a checkdown?
That's what we need him to do.
Oh, wait.
Nick Foles, listen. The reason
Nick Foles is out.
Nick Foles is
Steve, Nick Foles is out.
Nick Foles is hurt.
Stop living in the past. Nick Foles is out today. He's out. He's injured. Stop.
The second half has
started. Get some help.
All right, Carson hasn't been perfect. The intermediate throws haven't been there, but we don't know if that's timing. I have not seen him miss a bunch of throws in the first half, personally.
Yeah, Ty, how many times this broadcast have I asked you, or I've said aloud?
And Sproles gets the first carry the second half. What is happening?
I don't know what's up.
What is happening? How does Sproles, how does he get the first carry the second half?
I mean, I do like Darren Sproles a lot, but I don't get it either.
I don't like him that much.
How many times this show have I said, man, I want to see the All-22, because it seems like Carson's going through his progression, but you can't see downfield. Yet Steve, all of a sudden, you know, he's got this magic, magic camera angle where you can see downfield. You can see the whole field. You can't.
So, all right. And also, I'd be interested in how many yards Carson Wentz might have if he was going against his own secondary.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, if he had all this cushion.
Right.
This cushioned room underneath.
Now Sanders actually got a carry. C-Note, North Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic in the Green Zone, presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Hey, what's going on, Tyrone?
What's going on, man?
I see Steve gave you a little headache there.
I mean, but I just don't see the passes that he's missing. I don't see
it. Yeah, yeah.
Haters are going to hate. Haters are going to hate.
But you stole my thunder a little bit with that, because I was going to talk about how Darren Sproles is getting all the carries. I'm like, he is not like our running back. Like,
no. He's in again right now.
Jordan Howard. I'm like,
he just got a carry on third and five.
And he doesn't get it. And
he doesn't get it. He got four, but it was third and five.
What is that play call?
And they, and it's not just us, because the TV is also showing Jordan Howard on the sideline, and they're wondering the same thing. What the hell is going on? This reminds me a lot of the Kansas City game, the year they won the Super Bowl, where LeGarrette Blount didn't get a carry, and we all sat there and we're like, what the hell is going on with LeGarrette Blount? Why is he getting carries? This is the same thing, but it's week one. You traded for this guy.
And now inside, this is a desperation move. They're going for it on
fourth and one. And Darren Sproles is in again.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I see us coming back, though, and winning the game, though.
If they get this one,
And they picked it up.
They picked it up, but I don't like this. And I'm with you, C-Note. I'm with you. Thanks for calling. I don't know what to think right now.
Was it a stipulation? Like, hey, I'll come back out of retirement if, you know, week one I get a lot of carries. I mean, I don't get it.
I don't understand.
Especially third and one right there. You know, look, the run to pick up the 4 yards to get them to fourth and one, it was a nice run. In fairness, it was a nice run. He's very shifty back. But then you bring in a bigger back like you've been talking about in Jordan Howard to get it if you're not going to go ahead like they did.
I'm just confused by a lot of things right now. Maybe it's still the preseason for the coaches. Now, there's a throw in between two. One was Alshon, right?
Yep.
So that was in a window, right? Like, I'm just not saying, like, we're all watching the same game. I'm not saying that
Steve's watching another game.
A clinic.
Steve's watching another
game. But in that first half, I didn't come away thinking, man, Carson Wentz stinks.
No,
like, I just didn't come away with that.
No, I think Steve's watching, like, Wentz and Bradford go tit for tat their rookie year.
Yeah, something. Chris.
When that was a really bad game.
In Williamstown. What's up, man? You're on 97.5 Fanatic on the Green Zone.
Pat, Tyrone, you know what? I'm going to tell you. He couldn't come up with it. I'll give it to you. Two plays prior to the DeSean Jackson touchdown over the middle, that he looked comfortable as heck making that throw. The play that Goddard got blown up and he dropped the ball because of the hit, that they showed on the TV, DeSean ran the same exact route, had one-on-one over the top, and was able, could, if Carson would have waited an extra
second. Hold on. DeSean. Goddard was open and dropped the ball.
Yes, he did. And
he dropped in a dime.
So he found an open wide receiver.
He found an open guy. How do you know on that play that Goddard wasn't the primary? Or how do you know he's not trying to spread it around?
I understand that, Tyrone, but at some point you got to give the play time to develop and look at things that aren't the
next play, he threw a touchdown pass to DeSean.
Chris, this sounds like revisionist history, man, because you want him to, quote-unquote, let the play develop, yet that was the right call. Like, he was open and he should have caught it. Like, I understand what you're saying. If he forces a pass and he rushes it, he didn't. Goddard should have caught that ball. So how many open guys do you want him to look at and not throw to before he, quote unquote, lets the play develop?
Pat, every person, every wide receiver, every tight end, every back should be aware that the ball could come to him on any play. If you don't, it's just negligent, because that's what I saw. Him going to the first check, which, by the way, was between two defenders, by the way.
He dropped a pass in there.
That's my quarterback.
I don't understand. And then the next play, he threw a touchdown pass. What about now? He's going back-to-back plays. He's going to Alshon to force it to Alshon, which is what everybody wants him to do, because Alshon didn't get enough touches.
I was agreeing with not playing in the preseason, but I think we knew this kind of thing was going to happen where, you know, he's going to be maybe forced to play. He probably shouldn't.
But he hasn't.
Wasn't a forced play, though.
He's 14 of 20.
He made the throw.
He's 14 of 20 right now. I don't understand the issues. I also don't understand people frantically going into studios while we're on the air.
I know. The bro came in so hot.
So hot.
Came in
he
so hot.
He just comes in firing in. He just calm in. Down for a second,
he
guy.
He came in like he was Jordan
There's
Howard
a TV
and he got
in
the call.
Conference room. There's TVs. Go watch the
he
game.
He came
relax.
In faster than Jordan Howard.
That's
somebody
what I'm
said,
saying.
Jordan.
More than, faster than Deshaun.
Jordan, get in there, bud.
I think they need to sign this guy up.
He ran by the D train like he was DeSean Jackson.
It's second and five. There's an injury on the field. All right, 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, Patty, and Tyler Zulu producing. Here on the Green Zone, presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. We'll be right back.
You're in the Green Zone with Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in the Philadelphia, Wilmington area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Paula Sagan, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia, Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money, flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The Philadelphia, Wilmington area is a perfect market for my system. And next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you'll learn how to get started flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income property.
To get two free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 68,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 68,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 68,000.
Are you looking for a school that trains you for a career in broadcast media? What if I told you there is one here in the Philadelphia area? No, it's not a college. It doesn't have lecture halls and books, nor does it teach you subjects you don't need. Just studios, and you're in them from day one with pros in the industry. You learn by doing. What if I told you this school will train you not only in broadcast media, but audio and video production, radio, television, and sports broadcasting? What if I told you that after graduation from this school, you wouldn't have the heavy student loan debt like some of your college friends? This school is family-owned with a 55-year history of success, and they teach you skills. Skills that get you jobs. Thousands have been placed. Traditional universities aren't for everyone. Maybe you've already been down that road and hit a dead end. It's never too late. Connecticut School of Broadcasting. You've heard our name before, but do you really know what we do? Come check us out at our Cherry Hill, New Jersey campus and see if we're the right fit for you. Check us out at GoCSB.com. That's GoCSB.com.
I see many endings laid before us. Some good, most bad.
Original series.
The Skeksis are hiding something.
Ten. No one.
The journey begins.
Where's your sense of adventure?
As darkness rises.
Together we can stop the Skeksis.
We will stand with you.
The Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance. All episodes now streaming only on Netflix.
Hi, it's Brian Boucher, and let me tell you about my friend Mario and his team at Great Railing. When your deck or railing project is in crunch time, there's only one place to go. In one trip to Great Railing, you'll find everything for the whole project from start to finish in stock. They have a huge selection of highest quality products at a fraction of the cost. I know firsthand the money you will save on your project. For quality products and everyday great pricing, do what I did and call Mario at Great Railing. Call 856-875-0050 or log on to greatrailing.com.
As we return to school and work, all of us need to be aware of our surroundings. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. If you ride NJ Transit trains or buses or live or work near a station, you know when something just doesn't feel right. Your attention is our most valuable asset. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. Report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. Stay alert, stay alive.
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
Hi there. I heard paints are 30% off.
Yep, and stains too.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. Only at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store.
Right now?
Well, August 29th through September 9th.
Bring it in. I'm a big hugger.
It's cool. Ask Sherwin-Williams August 29th through September 9th and save 30% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $26.94. Only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, sweetie, it's Mom. I know you and Bobby have only been dating for 2 days, but I still think we should all celebrate. Oh, we can do margaritas at Chili's. They've got that fancy one of the month for $5, which is like just as many days as your last relationship. Funny, right? Ooh, talk soon.
Come into Chili's now for our $5 margarita of the month. It's the perfect reason to catch up with friends or celebrate whatever. Together, we Chili's. Available at participating restaurants only. Prices may vary in Hawaii and Alaska. Must be 21 to consume alcohol. Drink responsibly.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. You're listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
And that's a touchdown, Alshon Jeffrey.
That's a nice throw.
A nice throw by the quarterback that stinks. Well, quarterback, you know, can't throw it into a window.
And he also can't wait for a play to develop. If you noticed that play, he was looking at Ertz, who was unable to get open, and he went through his progressions.
That's
what you're supposed to do.
So you see the primary. He works it, moves, gets the ball to Alshon. Good throw, tight coverage.
Yeah, tight window.
And now Carson Wentz, so they drive down running the ball. This is the Green Zone presented by PlaySugarHouse.com, our good friends. And we're going to be doing it all year. I'm going to update these lines. The problem is the Eagles went right down the field during that commercial break and scored. The post-game show, Fanatic post-game show, joined Jamie Lynch and Andrew Salchunas, the Chunas, and the bro, after the Birds game today for the Fanatic Eagles post-game show. Those guys are already in the house taking diligent notes. They'll be on it. Green Zone, this is going to be our setup all year long. You're going to have us during the game. You're going to have them after the game.
Yeah, Jamie's bragging about his bets that he won.
Yep, that he's won. This guy's a gambler. Listen, now have a big gambling angle on this show thanks to the Play Sugar House thing. Don't worry. I like to gamble. Pat's known to make a bet or two. But neither one of us like gambling.
I'm known to lose a bet or two.
I said make. I wasn't throwing you under the bus. But now
I'm throwing myself under the
bus. Get it to 20-14, 610-632-0975.
About to tweet out whispers.
That
I like losing
strong
money.
Drive. The offensive line has been really, really good about keeping Carson clean. He had to scramble a little bit. He is now 15-21 for 134 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, I think that was the offense that you kind of expected to see this season from them.
Absolutely.
You know, methodical, go down, chip away. Now, I think we're all, everybody in the room is kind of like mystified as to the Darren Sproles love.
Now listen,
he's
to
playing
this.
Well.
7 carries, 40 yards. For Sproles, 719 yards, Sanders. That Sanders makes sense. 2 for Howard. And then obviously 2 short ones for Carson
and
Wentz.
That's the puzzling one, is the 2 for Jordan Howard. And, you know, obviously he was in those trade rumors that I think we all believed.
Yeah.
And then
if the Chargers would have said, hey, we'll take him because he'll play and you can have Melvin Gordon, and some late pick, they would have done that.
Yeah, of course.
The Eagles would have done that.
But Doug Peterson comes out and tells him, apparently, that, you know, hey, you're going to help us win a lot of games, and he's got to be sitting on the sidelines like, when I guess you meant week 2? This is the only logical explanation, because I've only gotten 2 carries, and, I mean, he's averaging 6 yards a carry. There you go.
Yeah,
but
so
still.
Still, interesting. So now that they took, that was the opening kickoff. They go right down the field. Nice long methodical drive.
You know, I hope they get to the point where it doesn't matter. But I going for the points. It's revisionist history on my part, especially because I was in favor of going.
I said
down.
Kick the field goal.
You said kick the field goal, but yes. Going for it. I mean, you're sitting here. You could be, you know, a
2017.
Yeah, and instead it's 2014, which once again one score game. I said that before we.
But I mean,
went
I would feel better about it.
Yeah.
All right, so Tyler, hit me with the scores, please.
Yeah, a couple of early second half scores. The Rams up 16-10 on the Panthers. They go right down the field. The Rams do, but only get a field goal. Panthers come back with the touchdown.
It's funny, the game opened with the Rams -2. That line is now -9.5 if you want to bet that live. Go ahead, Tyler.
Tennessee-Cleveland, 15-6. One of 2 games today with the safety. The Titans have a safety. Also, the New York Jets do as well. They lead 8-0 over the Bills.
Now, real fast on that Cleveland game, they open as 5-point favorites right now. Tennessee, 1.5-point favorites in the game if you want to bet right now.
That was a good-looking 5.5 when it opened up.
When it opened, and now they're down 9. So, Tennessee with the ball, up 9, and 1.5 points. So, you can get in there and maybe cash in there.
Ravens score again. They're up 48-10 on the Dolphins. Chiefs all over the Jags, 29-13.
That line was 6.5. Right now, if you're betting Baltimore, -28.5 on the live line from Play Sugar House.
And you're going to win
probably
that
take
bet.
It, too.
I would take that. You're going to win that bet.
Yes, you are.
28.5? They're up by 38. Miami's not scoring.
You gotta be worried about the garbage time. Keep going, Tyler. Sorry about that.
Chiefs score again. They open up a 17-point lead. They're up 30-13 on Jacksonville.
That's without Nick Foles. They were 3-point favorites. They're now 16.5-point favorites. No Nick Foles in that game.
Oh, the pros loving that score.
Go ahead, Tyler.
And then the last one, Minnesota, no score, no changes there. Still 21-0 over the Falcons.
Let's get one more as Washington takes the ball. and Bradham with another big hit.
That's Brandon Graham.
Oh, that was Brandon Graham,
yeah.
Who's now getting active, the defensive ends. That game, let me get it, opened at Minnesota 4. It is now Minnesota 16.5. If you want to bet that live, you can do all those bets live with our partners at PlaySugarHouse.com. Now, 3-and-out would be huge here. We all agree. You come down,
yes.
You score a touchdown, you force a 3-and-out, you get the ball right back. Then, if the urgency to score right that minute kind of dissipates a little bit, because I don't know, that should have been a false start.
It was. Okay, all right, we're good.
All right, the phone number, 610-632-0975. You're watching with us. This is what it's going to be all year. This is how it's going to be. So we give you the gambling. We're going to give you game analysis. We'll be with you all season long. I'm excited about it. Week one, Drew in Westchester. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic in the Green Zone.
Yeah, hey, what's going on, Pat? What's going on, Tyrone? How you guys doing today?
What's up, Drew?
Hey, man, good. Just enjoy listening to you guys while I'm watching the game. I unfortunately missed the first half. Was doing
You didn't miss much.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of, you know, after that Green Bay-Chicago game. You know, this was going to be the case. It was going to be a rusty first half on our part, and I guess that's what happened there. So hopefully things are turning the tide, it looks like.
Nice.
I mean, that last pass to Alshon was just money. I mean, you could see how he led him on that pass so beautifully.
He's thrown some beautiful balls. The one to Goddard that got knocked loose was a beautiful pass. The touchdown pass.
Well, he should have waited for the play to develop.
That one he dropped in a bucket. He dropped that pass from the sky into Goddard's hand. He can't help that Goddard got hit. And also, the touchdown pass. Carson Wentz coming back. That was a question mark. Won the offensive line. Fletcher Cox just mollywopped the man.
Yo, the defense is starting to feel it.
I mean, he mollywopped the grown man and gets into the backfield. So, special play by Fletcher Cox. Looked like he's healthy, working his way in. 3rd and 20. This was a problem for the Eagles last year.
Yes, this was a huge problem.
So, stay on the line with us, Drew. Let's see what happens here on this 3rd and 20.
All right, man. Here it comes.
And they're doing the picket fence defense again.
Oh, my goodness.
They stopped him, but what the hell? Did you not learn anything from last year?
Oh, my goodness. But the 3-and-out, the defense got, thanks so much, Drew, the defense got a 3-and-out. The Eagles will be getting the ball back with a chance to take the lead.
I can't with this guy, man. I can't. He's got a punchable face, and I want to punch him.
I cannot be mad.
Now,
Sproles
just
is an older
doesn't
player.
Doesn't mean he was smart.
Sproles is an older player. He's now been played the most snaps of any running back, and he's your punt returner. Can he last 16 games doing this?
No.
That's another thing that you have to take into consideration. On this drive, I want to see, and it's a hell of a return. But we know Sproles is good. But we know he's already had double-digit touches.
I think that's the thing, though, is he's playing pretty well.
He has 9 touches in the offense, 7 carries, 2 catches, and he's been the punt return.
I'm shocked there hasn't been more catches, to be
honest. He's returned 2 punts. This guy's had double-digit touches. Now tell me
fresh.
But who in Philadelphia had it pegged in stone in ink that you thought Sproles would get double-digit touches per game?
Probably Darren Sproles.
He can't last 16 games like that at 100?
No.
Unless he's bionic.
But they've told you before is the luxury of having 3 running backs like Darren Sproles. Well, actually 4. And Clement and Miles Sanders and Jordan Howard, who they haven't used at all, really.
2 carries. Clement, no carries.
Is these guys, some of them should be fresher. Towards the playoffs, but apparently.
So
I actually thought they were going to mix them in.
So what are they going to do? Use Sproles early, allow him to sit out 8 weeks with the inevitable injury,
is
and
that
bring
it?
Him back for the playoff run?
Does that have something to do with it? Is there like, all right, we might as well get his touches now before he like goes out with another season-ending injury? Obviously, that's not it, but he should be fresh. I mean, he should be fresh. Has been out for a while, but and as I said, he's not playing poorly. He's playing pretty well. It's just it's puzzling when you have 3rd and 1s, you know, and you think, okay, let's get a bigger back in there like Jordan Howard, and they don't go to him.
Unbelievable.
You know, I thought the luxury of having these 4 running backs is you would be able to have a 4-headed monster running back by committee, not, hey, what it looks like, Darren Sproles plays this week and maybe Miles Sanders plays next week, and it's really not like that. It's puzzling.
It is. You're absolutely right about that.
But we're seeing the tide start to turn with this game a little bit.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if that affected the spread. I'm trying. I think the Eagles
Jamie,
win the game.
Jamie said it's over, so take that to the bank.
It already dropped another half a point. So all of a sudden, it opened at -10. It went to -1.5 Washington. It's now -1 Washington. And if the Eagles come down and get points, all of a sudden the Eagles will be favorite once again. You can bet all this
live
in real time.
I'm heading there now.
Sugar House, if you so choose.
PlaySugarHouse.com.
There you go.
Signing in.
You go ahead and sign in. Matt
and Jason.
Gonna
hammer that.
You're on 97.5 to Fanatic. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? So I like that drive that just happened.
Yes, you know, and they get the ball right there.
But I got to say, you know, it's nice to see that Wentz is finding his groove because, you know, that first half, I don't know, it wasn't looking too good for us. You know, he's throwing,
It was more the defense than him. What'd you say?
And,
he what?
You know, 40%.
He was 66%. He was 66% in the first half. He was 66% in the first half.
He found his groove.
He was 66% in the first half. He wasn't 40% in the first half.
But I think it was.
Yeah, he's just not listening to you. Know, yeah, he's not listening. He just wants to keep with his narrative. Yeah, I mean, it's cute. It's fun to say 40% over there.
I don't care how he played. They were down 20-7, so it's bad. But I'm not going to let you say he had completed 40% of his passes in the first half when that just didn't happen.
Well, I think the problem with Matt there was that he didn't think we had computers in front of us that we could look it up. We just would take his word to the bank.
Yeah, he just had the killer play. I think he's 15-22. So where did he get hot to get to that point? Now, a lot of people like the Jets in that game, including the bro.
The bro's all jetted up right now.
Who put his daughter's college fund on the line?
He's like fire. So he's like fire. What's the guy's name? Fireman Ed. He's Fireman Ed right now.
Yeah, he's fired up. All right. But Le'Veon Bell coming back. That's his first touchdown since sitting out of season. But there were a lot of people that thought the Jets were going to win. The Jets were favored. Now that's what's the score there? 17-16 nothing there, Tyler.
Yeah, 16-0.
16-0 in that one. All right, now you got a third and long here. He tried to go to Ertz there. That guy might have got tipped. Low pass there. Look like there's some miscommunication there. Perhaps they're not on the same page. The whole thinking was...
I mean, we said it. Oh, there we go. There's headphones flying all over the place. We talked about, you know, the missing preseason. I mean, you'd think they would be in the same page, though, because they have such a good chemistry together.
Yeah, sometimes you just miss just a bad throw. It's that simple 3rd and 10. At least they have good field position right here if they do have to punt. But let's hope that they do not have to punt and they convert this here on the green zone.
He's got decent protection. Wide open.
Oh, my goodness.
Wide open. Deshaun.
Deshaun
Boom.
Jackson.
Boom!
And just like that, sports fans.
Welcome
just
back!
Just like that. Whoa!
Look, Saltuna's just sitting there making it rain with his bets.
So, Carson now, that's his third touchdown pass. Second one to Deshaun Jackson. We'll get an official yardage on that one. But that was another sweet pass. Wide
53
open.
Yards.
53 yards 53. Right there. 53 Boom. Yards. Carson Wentz, Deshaun Jackson. That element is infinitely important.
So, for all you idiots out there who said they need to play meaningless preseason because they need to get their timing down, and if the reports from training camp are Carson and Deshaun don't have their timing down, there you go. Shove it.
Come on. 610-632-0975. We're going to have fun in the green zone like this all season long. And now the Eagles, the extra point's good. 21-20. Here we go.
Let's go.
I need somebody to call on to sing Fly Eagles Fly. After these scores.
I think Jamie's leaving so he can make a phone call to
us. He's got
to
go call somebody. I wonder. Just use the Play Sugar House app. You don't got to call anybody. But he's got to go check. You got my money? You got where's my money, man?
Well, that's the beautiful thing about the Play Sugar House app is you no longer have to call some guy named, like, yes. You know, John, who you from, like, somebody you know.
Right.
Hey, do you have my money now?
Yeah,
can
my
I get
money
that?
Now. My money. About
no,
that.
Sugar House will just pay you instantly.
So I'm going to have to update some of these live lines because these scores keep coming fast and furious. All right. Everybody, let's take a deep breath together. The whole city of Philadelphia, inhale.
Remember that first quarter, man? That was fun.
Ooh,
that first quarter was fun. We can laugh about it now.
21-20 now. The Eagles seem like they're really fully in control. 53-yard pass.
Saying like 9 more points in the cover.
16.
I'm thinking about it.
16-24 for Carson Wentz, which I don't think is 40%. I think that's, once again, about 66.66666%.
I'm not a mathematician. Apparently Matt was. So.
But I think that's where we're at. 187 yards, 3 touchdowns, 0 picks. That is not bad for 5 minutes left in a third quarter. For a guy who hasn't played in for a really long time. So that notion that, like, oh, this guy can't do anything, I don't think that's true. Okay, can we put that to rest at least for now, that this guy doesn't stink, perhaps?
Yeah, no, I don't think he stinks. I think he's a pretty good quarterback.
He doesn't stink.
Know.
Perhaps. Now, the live betting. All right, let me get it.
So before they started this drive, I think it was -1, you said, for Washington?
It was -1 for Washington. Before, it hasn't updated yet.
Okay.
So it hasn't moved yet.
Because they're shell-shocked.
Yeah, because what you're dealing with 20-7, and then bang, bang, right there. And the three was spotted to him. It would have been a wide right kick, not for Barnett's penalty. Right now, it could easily be 24-17, but the score is what it is, and now the Eagles are in the lead. Let's feel better. Dave, Center City, what do you think about this? You're on 97.5 The Fanatic in the Green Zone.
Hey, I just thought of something while your show is called The Green Zone, because you combine the accumulated wealth of Club Tyrone, Pat the Bad Egan, and Sal Tunis, and that's a lot of green.
No, that's Tyler. Sal Tunis is on the post-game show with the bro.
Oh, hey, Club Tyrone.
Yes, sir.
I know Jim Schwartz's defense is out of the box or very slow.
Them,
but I was very surprised the offense was just not there for the part of the first half.
Let's not live in the past. All right,
I hear
now.
That, but they did no preseason. Maybe that was a factor. I was the person who said it wasn't. Seems like he's having some trouble with his line. We love you, Dave.
You know, when I was 16, my mom was supposed to pick me up at a bus stop one time. And 3 hours after that bus had dropped me off, she wasn't there. She showed up an hour four. I'm not mad about the first 3 hours because she showed up. That's all that matters. Offense showed up, folks. Okay? Let's not think about the negative of that first quarter. Offense showed up.
It did. I'm about to get some of the prop bets with this player prop bets. Let's look at Carson Wentz. It's the great thing about this play, Sugar House. Carson Wentz, his passing yards over under was...
That's the beautiful thing about playing Case Keenum.
Whew. That rookie
was
wide open just
they
now.
They got to watch him.
He just got really
earlier,
lucky.
But.
And once again, whew, that was... So Case Keenum... Let me get myself together.
Well, apparently the bro has been a lot of Ohio State last year.
200, they were really good. No, they got players. No, I like this Ohio State team too. I've done okay so far this season with them. That Justin Fields, I can see why he was the number one player.
I don't like him,
actually. Coming out of high school, he's played really well.
I don't like him.
Well, 268 yards for Case Keenum. It was almost 350 because wide open, he just overthrew him. Thank goodness that Case Keenum does not have a real arm or the Eagles would be right back down again. But instead, they're right back where they need to be. And now they get a little luck with a drop.
Yeah,
it's third and 10.
Lucky.
We got a third and 10. Mitch and East Windsor, you can watch the third and 10 with us. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic in the Green Zone.
Hold on, guys. Suppose they should have any preseason games. It's a crapshoot anyway. What difference would it be if they have zero or two games or four as it is now, right?
Yeah. I don't.
That'd be cool if they eliminated all preseason
I'm
games.
I'm okay with eliminating that as well.
I don't want to see 18, though. I just want to talk about Nelson Aguilar. Is this guy ever going to blossom, or is this the
this is what you got.
Of his contract?
This is what you got.
Yeah,
you got a slot receiver.
Yep.
That's what he is.
Just average. Seems to be average. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. Yeah.
He could have watched the play.
That's good defense.
Instead, it's good defense.
That's good
and
defense.
Another three and out. Little lucky.
Where's your boy Mike and KOP?
Oh, wait. Flag down.
All right.
Let's see.
All right.
And it's holding. They're going to decline it. Yep. It's holding on the offense.
All right. Yeah. Where's your boy Mike? Is he watching that?
All right. So real
saying,
fast.
Good defense.
Here were the prop bets at Play Sugar House for Carson Wentz. The over-under for the passing yards was 10.5. For rushing yards.
Okay, that's it.
I misspoke.
Passing
yards, I apologize.
I would take the over for 10.5 passing yards.
He has four right now, so he's under. If you bet the under so far, you're ahead. They didn't do yards, but they did. Over-under was 1.5 passing touchdowns. If you have the over, that already happened. He has three. And for completions, it was 22.5 was the number. He currently has 16. So you still got some work to do if you took the over there. On the prop bets here at Play Sugar House. That was Carson Wentz. We'll get some other player. You know, I want to see DeSean Jackson's now player prop.
Yeah.
Because I want to see that he go over a bunch of his. DeSean Jackson's. All right. They did receptions with this one. They didn't do yards. At least what I see. I'm not digging fully in. I am trying to do a show at the same time as doing this. But over under was receptions was 3 in the game. And he's well over that with 6 on 7 targets for 126 yards and 2 touchdowns. So if you bet the over on DeSean Jackson receptions, you cashed.
126 yards, 2 touchdowns. What's beautiful is, you know, they showed the long play there of the entire field getting open, and you see Carson see him
step
up and make that throw.
having a quarterback with the ability to do that is such a beautiful thing, because as you saw, Case Keenum had a guy wide open.
He's the first player in the NFL
5 yards past him
since 2016 with two touchdown catches of over 50 yards in a game.
Somebody jumped.
Since Odell Beckham Jr.
Now, see, they throw to Zach Ertz there. They get him involved. I don't know about you, man. Like, I started Dallas Goedert in fantasy. I thought he was going to have a big game.
I also did, and he had a nice one early.
And then dropped it.
I mean, he got hit, but, like, tight ends get hit. Like, that's part of the job.
He's a big tight end.
Deshaun is allowed to drop a pass when he gets hit. Goedert and Ertz, unfortunately, that's kind of like what you sign up for.
Yeah, that's kind of 100%. I kind of thought Deshaun was going to be using this game like a decoy because of the finger. Boy, was I wrong, and I'm happy about it.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. We talked so much about these two tight ends, and they haven't really been used too much.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh, Sanders almost fumbled the snap, and he had it. That was him. That was his knock at Penn State. Ball security.
Yeah.
And he recovered it, but there's been some... Now you're dealing with a third and long. That's in there.
Yeah.
Like, that's in the bread basket. That's on him.
Bro, talk to your boy.
I always watch. No, because a lot of times a running back gets blamed, and it's the quarterback's fault because he's short on it.
No, that's what I wanted. I wanted to see the same thing, but that's...
Carson put that in the bread basket, and now you're dealing with a third and long here. And they've done well on third down, so let's see what happens on this play. The phone number, 610-632-0975. The bro and Sal Chunas will take us for the post-game show. They're in the house taking their diligent notes.
Wide open
to Sean Jackson.
He likes his new toy.
And now and you see what happens there is the 250-yard touchdowns makes the corners look at the grease that they're giving him.
Yeah.
Because they're afraid that he's going to keep going up the seam.
And
so when he turns out, he's playing that hash mark like it's his mom's house. Like, I got to protect this hash mark like it's my mom's house. And then the aisle is wide open.
It's one of those situations where you, as a defense coordinator, you're probably like, okay, I can understand it once. When it happens again.
Right, you're like, watch the hash.
As a cornerback, you're like, I don't want to get cut.
Right, I got to watch this hash. And instead, he cuts out, easy peasy, and the Eagles' drive continues. They're now about midfield.
They got to hike that.
They got it off. Quick pass out to Aguilar. Okay.
All right, there you go, Mitch.
Is that what you call him?
No, Mitch in Phoenix Hill. He called up and wanted to know about
Aguilar. Yeah.
So I was saying to him, there you go. They got involved.
All right. Now, let's check Ertz, because that might be a trouble one for the prop bets.
I would say so
they
right
put
now.
It, the number one bet for Ertz was receiving yards. They put it at 61.5. If you bet the over, you got a ways to go. He currently has 10 yards.
Did he have catches as well?
They did not put catches in this particular one. I'm just doing this on the fly using the app.
Everybody,
please go to the app and dig in, or go to the website, playsugarhouse.com.
Yeah, I'm kind of throwing you under the bus there. Sorry about
that. I'm just going as fast as I can here. I'm trying to also partially drive a show.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you're like, you're Jason Kelce. You know, you got to snap the ball, but you're also pointing out the mic.
Tyler, do you have some scores in front of you?
Yeah, a couple of running backs have scored for the second time today. Malcolm Brown for the Rams gets that lead back up to 13. He scored. It's 23-10. And then in Minnesota, Dalvin Cook scores for the second time. They're up 28-0.
So now you're going to deal with win or lose a desperate Atlanta team that doesn't want to go 0-2 at home next week. So that's a lot of implications for us. Go ahead, Tyler.
Yeah, and then the last one, David Njoku hooks up with Baker Mayfield.
Nice
they cut the lead to 2, but then we just get an update that Tennessee scored, so I'll get you on that as soon as I can.
Thank you so much, Tyler.
I gotta start asking who...
Tyler, I don't know. Hopefully Tyler will be with us all season here this week. He's here with us next week during the Sunday night game. We won't be giving scores. We'll be having Tyler do other stuff next week. Obviously, the Eagles will be the only game. Is that another third down conversion?
I think it was second down, but... It's
Deshaun again.
Deshaun again. Yeah.
So what this is going to create now is
they're getting their timing down,
right? And what this is going to create is next week, if you're Atlanta, what are you going to do? You're going to roll more coverage towards Deshaun,
which is going to free up Alshon
and Ertz, and that's when Ertz starts to get his. What'd you have there, Tyler? Did you have an update?
Yeah, the Tennessee touchdown, 75 yards, Mariota to Derrick Henry.
Wow. So that's big for Mariota because there was a lot of question whether or not he would be the starter. There was an actual quarterback competition. They're ready to move on from Mariota
if he sucks.
And I still don't think he's a good enough quarterback. Also, the hype machine, though, with Cleveland. The difference between the Eagles and Cleveland is the Eagles have a pedigree team. So, yes, they've heard about how great they are, and they had a slow start today. But Doug's able to get into their butts, and Deuce Staley, and everybody, Schwartz is able to get on their players' butts at halftime, and they can come out and play better. There's no pedigree of winning in Cleveland yet.
No.
So if they're not on the razor's edge mentally, this is going to happen. And look at that. There's the tight end.
Go.
There's the tight end.
Oh.
First and goal.
Now you gotta try to get him that ball again.
So you gotta see if you can reward him here.
Exactly.
We're gonna stick with
it. Because that's a hell of a job to cut back in.
And we're gonna wait till the result of this. Are they going? What just happened? Why are we breaking?
Because it's the end of the quarter.
All right. So 6-1-0.
We shouldn't break either, though.
We shouldn't?
No, because
I don't want to miss the touchdown.
They're going to come back in 90 seconds.
Yes.
So we're going to be sitting here.
So we're
going to
stay with you until after this score. Then we'll get the breaks. We promise we get the breaks. Your phone number is 610-632-0975. Now, let's get an update on that number was 60. What did I say that was for Ertz? 61.5 yards. If you bet the over today, let's see what that now brings them to with that. He's still under, but let's see if he's got a better chance to get it.
3 for 36.
36. So he's only about halfway there. So if you played the under because you had a feeling Deshaun was, you're still in good shape despite that. This is where you kind of put the game away.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, this is where you go, okay.
If you score a touchdown here.
Yeah, first half was cute.
Right.
It was fun. We can all laugh about it now.
And now we start thinking about could they cover. Because if they score a touchdown here.
We start thinking about it.
You start thinking about if they could cover.
Ty, I've been thinking about it.
Well,
that's been on my mind.
Oh, and the bro is definitely
I got 25 American dollars riding on this. Let's go.
If only
I need a cover.
If only.
Diapers are expensive, man.
Diapers are expensive. Both of you guys do know about that. Me, not so much. Now the Eagles are now 6.5-point favorites. The line has swung back to live line.
Oh, I heard that line.
So it goes -10.
Yeah.
Washington goes to 1.5, and just like that on the live, 6.5 back to the Eagles on Play Sugar House. This is going to be an exciting thing.
You know what the live line reminds me of? The live line reminds me of that Geico commercial with the guy in the dollar, and he's like, gotta be quicker than that. Because if you blink, all of a sudden, live line changes. Like,
so you gotta stay on that when you're listening on the Green Zone. You watch the game with us. We'll say we're talking about the Eagles, but we can't ignore the somebody out there is laying some heavy money out there on somebody's
and
game.
Trust me, I've been the guy too who has like the 20, like all I need to do is click confirm and I'm waiting till they score and I click confirm and they're like, nope, that's not, we're taking that off. Like they're very quick with it.
Yeah, so while they're still in the break real fast, Baltimore, 28.5 points on the line. Tennessee now 1-point favorites. Minnesota, 27.5 in a game in which it's 28-0. So beware on that particular bet. Kansas City, -23. They're up by 24. Watch that one. The Rams, 10.5. They're up by 13. The Jets, -11.5. They're up 13. The Eagles, -6.5. They're up 1, but driving. Sammy Watkins in this game today for the Chiefs, 198 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, he's played well.
198 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Fun fact about me, at about 12:30, I was texting with a guy in one of my fantasy leagues, and he offered me Sammy Watkins, and I was like, nah, man, I'm good.
Real fast on the 4 o'clock games before they run a play, Seattle, 9.5-point favorites right now in the 4 o'clock. The Chargers, 6.5-point favorites in the 4 o'clock. Arizona, 3-point underdogs to Detroit at home. And Dallas, 7-point favorites against the Giants. That's a pick that bro likes. And Tampa, 1-point. And
well, you got Zach Ertz,
Tampa's
1-on-1 on the outside.
Tampa's 1-point favorites against San Fran at home.
Zach Ertz, 1-on-1 on the outside there.
Yep, where we go. Little screen. Alshon, touchdown.
Gets it. There we go.
Does that count as a run or a pass?
That's a pass.
We'll have to find out.
That's a pass.
Yeah, they rule it. Because otherwise, that's 4. And there's no way Carson Wentz has had a lot of 4 touchdowns pass games
that's
in his career.
Be a pass.
But 27-20 now, Eagles, pending the extra point. So let's get a break in real fast. Let's get your phone calls as well. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, Pat Egan, Tyler Zuli, producing here on the Green Zone on 97.
Cover.
Obviously, to cover my money. But number one, I'm just glad that they've basically now, after 17-0, they outscored them 29-3. That's what
I'm
so
far. Yes, no, it's huge. I mean,
that's significant.
I think the big thing for us, and we talked about it when it happened, but when you woke up the crowd with that first touchdown pass, the way that it happened, right?
Deshaun, a deep ball like that?
Deshaun, the deep ball, you know, it wasn't just a one-yard run, you know, with Darren Sproles. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I think waking the crowd up with a Deshaun Jackson touchdown, I think it did a lot for the crowd because a lot of people had been waiting to see how they were going to connect with Deshaun Jackson. And they've connected pretty well in this game.
Yeah, this has been great. That's been extremely encouraging. The run game is a bit of a concern, but when you're playing from behind the way that they were, it's tougher to establish the run.
He got hit there a little bit.
He did. That was the first really kind of solid hit that Carson Wentz has taken really all day.
Now, me and the bro are both on record as saying, like, we think that Zach Ertz is probably on his way out for a trade.
Right? You're on the record saying that?
Okay, like half and half.
You mean
okay.
Like for like next year?
For next year, yeah. Not,
yeah,
no,
that would
no,
make
no,
sense.
No, no,
that would make
year.
Sense with Goddard. Yeah, that would make sense, assuming Goddard is what we think he is.
Yeah, now one of the reasons I'm kind of looking forward to that, though, is because it's so hard to tell those two apart when they're on the field. You know, it's so difficult. They both wear arm sleeves. They both have, you know, oh. Miles, what's up with your boy? What's up? Oh, okay.
Net high.
Oh, it was a little high.
Went
a little high. Okay. All right, talk to your boy there, bro. By the way, where the hell is Self-Trunis at? Where's he watching?
He's watching the game.
Oh, he's watching
the studio.
Hey, bud.
He's got 275 yards, Carson. Three touchdowns. This has been as good as could be expected under the circumstances.
Under how
this
started out? Absolutely. Now,
right.
I don't think.
He only had 22 in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And so a lot of those, he's got chunk play. And look at Deuce is on him about it, too.
Now, and a lot
so
of.
Unlike the bro. Deuce thinks that was
yes.
Sanders' fault.
Well,
he was just giving him the riot act on the sideline.
The bro wants to be good cop. A lot of, you know, Carson Wentz is, you're throwing for it on first, third,
it.
And one. I mean, I get he got it, but like, that's, hey, that's that Zach Ertz total we were talking about. There's a yard.
Jordan Howard, just to give an update, has exactly one more carry than Alshon Jeffery.
Is there an update? Like, is he
no
injured
injury.
That we don't know?
There,
okay.
There's no injury, at least official. It was not on the injury report and nothing so far. The only thing we're waiting on is Brooks. And for all I know, they took him out as a precaution because they're up and they feel comfortable in the game.
What I was going to say about Carson Wentz's poor first quarter is really more to do with the fact that the defense is going to get off the field.
I know.
And, you know, that DeShaun Jackson penalty that went from, you know, third and whatever
two
it was.
To 17.
Yeah, that killed him. So it's not necessarily Carson Wentz playing poorly. It was he couldn't get on the field.
Now you have Sproles, like, as your closer in the fourth quarter. I don't, and the flag's
and there's
down.
A flag. It's got to be holding.
You know what?
I think.
I'm gonna take a chance here. 610-632-0975. And you're saying not to take a chance here. I won't. 610-632-0975. Listen to the Green Zone. I'm not going to go to break. I'm going to wait.
I want to go to break. I personally would not.
Okay, then we won't.
Because you don't want to be sitting here going, man.
Now, the post-game show will start immediately following the game. They're already in the building. They will start immediately. I know some people think it'll be 4 o'clock. The game is going to run a little long. We'll run a little long. They obviously can jump right on if they so choose. Their money will remain the same. That's the most important thing. That's something. Their money doesn't change.
According to the bro, his pockets are getting fat over here.
Well, he might not need
gambling.
It.
So.
Well, how do you think he's paying for it?
Hey, who's that guy?
Well, that guy was trucking somebody. It's funny how that works.
Whoa, what's his name? Howard.
Howard with his third carry.
Is he new?
With his third carry of the game.
He must be new.
Now,
I think at times Deuce gets a little too happy with some of these running backs, and he kind of forgets about, like,
he could. Now, we have around the league real fast. Carolina is now, it's a one-score game with the ball with 12 minutes left in the fourth. So that game's far from over. You have Buffalo and the Jets, a one-score game, 5:55 left. That game's not over. This is a two-score game. And everything else is a two-score game or more around the league. So Carolina, no one ever knows what to make of Carolina.
Hey, look at that Jordan Howard guy running
Jordan Howard. Before. Maybe this is what they were saving him for. He's now plugging along.
Well, he's fresh. We know that.
We do know that he's very
you know,
fresh. That's now
fresh.
His fourth carry.
I mean, he looks good.
And
crazy would it be if he ends the game.
He's second in the NFL behind Zeke in 10-plus yard plays, and he just added to that total. Heck of a run there from Howard.
Yeah.
And now it's starting to get to the point. You want Howard in the game now, partially because you know he's knock on wood. He's
knock on wood if you're with me.
In the past, he has not fumbled. Sanders has had some fumbling problems in college, so you want to put a veteran in at this point because turnovers are one of the only things that can hurt you.
Yeah, I don't need to see Sanders for the rest of this game. Third straight carried it to Jordan
Howard.
And
look, I'm falling forward.
Yeah, he got caught for no gain there and was able to churn his legs and get probably 3 or 4 on that. That's a good job by him.
Pretty good factoid here. It's 8 minutes left in the Baltimore game with Miami. They need 13 points to tie the NFL record for points. They're 59 with 8 minutes left, and they have the ball.
Imagine.
They need 2 touchdowns, they break the record for NFL scoring against this wretched Miami team.
Dude, the Patriots,
so that's something to watch for here. You can stick with us on Green Zone.
The Patriots might put up 100 on that Miami team.
Yes, with AB now?
Yeah.
They play them twice, they get 2 shots at it? Ooh.
You got to catch that.
Ooh.
Sean.
That's all right to show
up. No, it's not all right. It's not all right.
This game of thumbs
just because he has two touchdowns and 150 plus yards. I need that. I need that 6 yard gain. All right, we need to cover.
You still can get to cover without that, but yes,
I need that.
I hear you.
You know, there's some meathead in the stands right now saying that, the exact same thing.
You know what's amazing? We always talk about, you know, because obviously Play Sugar House is our sponsor, how close they get so often with some of these lines.
It's crazy, man.
10-point line, look at the Eagles game right now. I mean, you're so close. I mean, they're so close so often. And when they're wrong, it's usually because of outside factor. Like, how can they account for Miami trying to lose on purpose? Like, how do you account for that?
It's tough. You can't really. But his ability to extend a play is so impressive.
And now I know to Alshon. And he's doing it.
Most quarterbacks take a sack there.
Yep, he's extending it in different kind of ways.
Yes.
He's playing it in different, he's doing different kind of things.
He's also not, impressive. You know, like, I feel like maybe at times he would have just rushed right there.
Yep.
And kept his eyes downfield. And it's, you know, boom, look at that. He pump fakes, gets the defender all kinds of discombobulated. And
I think he's now going to pass Case Keenum in passing yards. He was behind by over 100 yards at the half. And he's going to pass Case Keenum.
Crazy to think about.
And passing yards for the game with that last reception.
JJ Arcega-Whiteside's in the game.
Well, he's a red zone guy.
There's Booby Sanders.
Oh, flag down.
Flag.
Hole coming
down. But it was
down the field.
It was down the field, though. I wonder what this is.
Let's see.
We'll find out if it's and there's an injured player in the field too. So they're talking about it.
They'd be holding on to defense.
That was a hell of a hole he had. Oh, it's on that guy I was just mentioning, Ginger Ortega Whiteside.
And now you see why he was in the game to block. Let's see, did he hold?
That's a weak call.
Weak call.
That's a very weak call.
Weak call.
That's a very weak call.
That he was hold.
He pushes
weak
him.
Call.
He pushes him down.
That's a very weak call.
That's a block. That's not a hold. That's a block. You just took away my cover for that?
No, and I believe the Fox announcers are acknowledging.
Yeah, that's not helping my cover, though.
No, but they're still in field goal range.
With this kicker?
They're in field goal range to try it. It's also, they only lost 7 yards.
I don't know.
They only lost 3 yards because it was down the field. It's first and 13. They're still fine.
All right, I need it.
They're fine. Let's see what happens here.
I'm out of coupons, man.
Up.
There's Dallas Goedert.
There's that Dallas. That's that Goddard. They do look so much, so similar.
They really do.
I can't tell the difference right
away.
They're
both wearing arm sleeves. Like, you don't, like, they didn't decide. Like, one of them can't get over each other and be like, hey, like, let's change it up. Instead of a black arm sleeve, you'll wear green.
Absolutely. Now, popular pick was Jacksonville in the game. Obviously, no one knew that Nick Foles was going to get injured.
Yeah, you can't blame for that.
But what's that score right now, Tyler? They were only 3.5-point underdogs. A lot of people thought KC was going to win. Where are we at now?
40-19.
21 points.
21-point game.
With 3 minutes left, so they're not going to cover the 3.5.
Look at your boy Darren Sproles.
Sets the Eagles up now for a third.
And one.
In field goal range, and they got the ball back, by the way, with 12 minutes, and now the clock is under 5.
I know.
This is what good teams do at the end of games.
I know we're mystified as to why he's gotten so many touches, but man, he really has played pretty well.
No, he's played excellent. I can't.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a situation of they're playing favorites. Like, I kind of think they're rolling with the hot hand. With that said, though, every time Jordan Howard's got the ball, he seems like he's picking up big chunks of yards.
No, you're right. Now, Case Keenum, 20-29, 290, game, two touchdowns. Carson Wentz now 25-36, 293, three touchdowns. So there's a reason the game's four quarters and another first down on a quarterback sneak. More time off the clock.
They're 3-for-3 on quarterback sneaks and first downs, which makes you wonder why in the hell when it was 4th and 2, they didn't just go with a quarterback sneak.
I mean,
it was a long 4th and 2.
You have an all pro, not just Pro Bowl, the all pro center, meaning the best center in football. You have an excellent left tackle. You have an excellent right tackle. There's a bunch of... Look at Kelsey again. Just forward. And look, he just gets on his buttocks and goes forward. That's all you got to do, quarterback sneak.
Just hop on his back, piggyback ride.
Any of you kids listening out there, what you do, you get right to your center's butt, and you just ride his butt forward.
That's why I didn't play quarterback. On another note... All right, Jordan Howard up the middle.
Up the middle, first to go. You can pick me up there, Pat. You pick me up, buddy.
Come on. You know you're a drop tomorrow now, right?
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
Ty, sometimes you gotta let that drop breathe. You know? Yeah. You don't want some guy clapping or something
in the
background.
Well, the good thing is, since I control the drops, I know what show won't play it. I know what shows might. Look, but I know what shows won't.
You know what? Hey, for 4 hours, it won't get played. But for the other one, 12 hours a day.
All right, 610-632-0975. It's the Green Zone, presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. We'll be right back.
You're in the Green Zone with Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ever look at your paycheck and think, there's got to be a better way? Well, here's some news. There is, and I can show it to you. I'm Paula Sagan, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My brother and I have taught thousands of people how to start making money in real estate. Now it's your turn. Next week, we're conducting a free 2-hour educational workshop right here in the Philadelphia, Wilmington area, where you'll learn some of my secrets, like how to start flipping homes for profit in your spare time, using other people's money, and how to get started putting money in your pocket every month by investing in income properties. Real estate is a powerful tool that has made millions of people wealthy, but you can't start making your first dollar until you take your first step. Come to my free workshop and take advantage of this amazing opportunity. It can mean a lifetime of financial security.
To get 2 free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges, too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters. Why take a chance with anybody else?
Here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. The Fanatic is giving a quick way to listen to Philly's best sports using your Amazon Echo. First, enable the skill one time by saying, Alexa, enable 975 The Fanatic. And then say, Alexa, open 975 The Fanatic. Now you get the voice of the Philly sports fan anywhere you have an Amazon Echo. And when you're done listening to 97.5 The Fanatic in the car, switch to your Amazon Echo. And switch to Geico if you need help with homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
Hi there. I heard paints are 30% off.
Yep, and stains too.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. Only at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store.
Right now?
Well, August 29th through September 9th.
Ah, bring it in. I'm a big hugger.
It's cool.
Ask Sherwin-Williams August 29th through September 9th and save 30% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $26.94. Only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Fanatic fan favorite.
United Concordia Dental. For important disclosures and to see why employers rely on a partner who's dedicated to dental, visit discoverucd.com. That's discoverucd.com.
Fanatic fan favorites on 97.5 The Fanatic.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You could wait for your AC to break down before you call All Seasons Comfort Control for help. Or you could call them now and get a free AC inspection to make sure it doesn't break down later. That's right. All Seasons Comfort Control will come out and inspect your AC system for free. That's a $138 value. Call All Seasons Comfort Control at 215-608-3491 or visit allseasonscomfortcontrol.com now to schedule your free AC inspection. Allseasonscomfortcontrol.com.
You're locked in to 97.5 The Fanatic. Brought to you by McCausland Lock Services. Car keys and remotes for up to 50% off. Online at 4carkeys.com.
Jason Stark plays on one station in Philly. 97.5 The Fanatic. Real-time info on the Birds game, plus news on all betting lines and prop bets from around the league. This is the Green Zone on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, indeed, it is the Green Zone.
Let's hope it's the Green Zone in a minute.
And it's presented by...
If he covers, it's the Green Zone.
PlaySugarHouse.com. The Eagles now, you didn't miss anything. It's now a 22-yard field goal to go up by 12. And the cover...
That's a cover! That's a cover!
Whoops, for now.
Stop jinxing.
32-20. The bro's over there. I got money on it. Bro's got money on it.
All right, sorry, guys. Sorry, guys.
Now, here's the weird part.
First time they've been covered
all game.
That's
now 13.
Sorry.
He's now 13 for 13 from that distance. Apparently, he misses in between 30 and 40. He's never missed inside of 30, so we should have been relaxed.
Nah, I'm never relaxed with
him. He's never missed inside of 30.
Yeah, I know.
That was a
great... That's a hell of a stat.
That was a 9-minute drive by the Eagles to get that points. And now, to basically ice the game.
And now you got me worried about the cover.
Yeah, well... A touchdown and you, but a touchdown still wouldn't have locked the cover.
Yeah, because the football gods are listening to me.
Yeah, they love the Green Zone.
All right. All right, so we have, in the Eagles game, we have about 3 minutes left in that game. We have Tyler, you in there? Is Tyler in there? He's over there. You give an update on, give us some of the times on the games to run it down for us, please.
All right, so the really the only games that still matter, Buffalo and the Jets. The Bills now have the lead. They're up 17-16.
Jets have the ball?
At the two-minute warning, Jets do have the ball. Rams, okay. 30, Panthers 20.
So they put up back up to two scores again?
Back up to two scores, but there are 6 minutes left in the game. Everything else, Tennessee's up by 23. The Jags down 14, and the Ravens are once again in the red zone. They're up 59-10.
And they've been methodically going down the field themselves. They got the ball similar time to when the Eagles did, and they've just methodically worked their way down the field in all of those. Now
they're at the 9. The Ravens are.
The Ravens are. So they can still, they probably won't, but there's still a chance they can set that NFL record if Miami turns the ball over when they give it back.
Yeah, there's only a minute and 5 seconds left. I would doubt it, but yeah, they may score again, though.
All right, 4 o'clock games real fast. Washington has the ball. We'll keep you updated. 610-632-0975. The Bro and Chunas with the post-game show. They're coming up immediately following the game.
Yeah, that's what worries me.
Immediately following. Now Washington slowly going up. Up until that point, they had almost no yards this whole half. Now you go into a prevent a little bit. It's not really about losing. It's about the cover.
Let me just clarify. Yes. The Bro and the Tune is coming up is not what scares me. The soft defense that they roll
with
the cover, that's what worries me. And you're seeing it. It's just like they're playing this picket fence prevent BS. And a lot of yards picked up there.
And now Jackson's down. Oh, it's coming back. Real fast, 4 o'clock games. You can still bet them before you got 4:05, so you got about a minute to log on. You should already be logged in on Play Sugar House. Seattle, -9.5. They're the favorites. Chargers, -6.5. Detroit, -3.5. That's 4:25. Dallas, still -7. That line has not moved basically all week long. 4:25. Tampa Bay, -1, 4:25. And then your Sunday night game tonight, New England, 5.5-point favorites against Pittsburgh. Your two Monday night games, New Orleans, -7 against Houston, and Denver, -2.5 against Oakland. That's where we're at. And then, obviously, Green Bay won 10-3 on Thursday. So those are the updated lines if you want to make some quick bets before the game starts, especially those 4:25s. You got about 20 minutes to make your bets. So overall, this was a F first half and an A second half?
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
I would say so, absolutely.
So is that a C game?
Yeah.
Or does the second half matter more?
I think how you close matters, but you know, I was thinking about it when you were rolling through the scores of the games here. Just Carson Wentz's stats and what they would be had he actually been able to get the ball a little bit more in the first quarter.
Right, he should have had at least two extra bites of the apple.
You know, I mean, you're
get him off the field.
I think this is a game where you look at it and you go, Carson Wentz played very well considering he didn't turn the ball over. He throws for over 300 yards. It was three touchdowns.
And nothing like we saw from the Packers and the Bears, which again tells me it was not the preseason thing.
Yeah,
perhaps the Bears defense is just damn good and it's hard to throw on them.
You're going to definitely hear a change in the sound off calls.
Halfway through. Yes.
This is why you practice preseason. But you know, he throws for 313, three touchdowns. Makes you wonder, you know, if he been able to get the ball in the first quarter, he probably would have come close to 350, you think?
Yep.
Possibly. We'll never know. But he played really well this game, man. It's not over yet, obviously. There's 231 left, and the Redskins are driving. It's 3rd and 6 right now, but... I think this game put a lot of minds at ease in terms of did they let the wrong quarterback go?
Yes, because we're not glad about this.
Absolutely not.
Just to update you, if you haven't heard, Nick Foles left the game in Jacksonville with a shoulder injury.
It's a good stop right there.
Okay, and now they're losing. They're down by 14, and I think the Chiefs have the ball in the red zone, so they're not going to win. They're not going to cover down in Jacksonville. One of the knocks on Carson Wentz, we know, was health. Knock on wood, he's been solid this game health-wise. We didn't recognize in our Super Bowl euphoria and our euphoria during the playoff run last year that Nick Foles also had never played Carson has. He had never played 16 games. He gets hurt week one. So I think, is this the end of the Foles thing, Pat?
No. I think we'll find that out at the end of the season.
So fourth down here, and...
I think they held him. It's going to be really close.
Let's see, I think
they held it.
They're calling the first down.
Now, and it's gonna, they might want to... The line's not official, but...
I mean, you might as well challenge him.
But, I mean, I'm very biased.
He actually snapped it before the two-minute warning.
They didn't look at that a little more. It was really close.
And now his flag's down.
See what the flags
were. Is it another offsides on Barnett? Is it on the offense? They're moving like it's on the offense.
This is where field goal, all of a sudden you go from covering to not covering.
But it's actually coming back. And the 2-minute warning.
Yeah, Donald Penn's infuriated. I'm still surprised at how little pressure this defense has gotten on Case Keenum.
Well, they got it in the second half.
A little bit.
They got blown down.
But it's like, I mean, I'm talking like sacks wise.
It's tough to look at that stat anymore.
Turnovers.
Last year, the Patriots Super Bowl champions, they were second to last in sacks, but they were in the top five in hurries. The ball comes out much quicker now. It's tougher.
Yeah, I get it. I just figured you're facing a journeyman quarterback with a bad left side of his offensive line.
No, I hear you.
I thought you'd be able to get to the quarterback a little bit more. I thought you'd be able to force some turnovers. They haven't been able to do that yet.
No.
Still not over, but I've just been a little surprised. Maybe this might have more to do with the fact that I started the Eagles defense in fantasy.
Oh, well.
Might have something to do with that.
Yeah.
But I have one. It's one of three teams, so.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I have to remember, tomorrow, number 5 will always love you. Donovan McNabb joins Farsetta and Trey in the morning every Monday now at 9:30. He's now part of the Fanatic family, and that's a great get for the morning
show. Yeah. It is. That's awesome.
And I think it's a fantastic. I will admit that I don't like McNabb.
Oh, see, I'm a McNabb guy.
Yeah, I liked McNabb when he was here, and then usually when McNabb talks, I end up liking him less. And now he's speaking on our air every week, so I just have a feeling, and it's great to have him. The guy, there's no better person to break down games. I know he did pick the Eagles to win the Super Bowl.
He bet
them too.
And he bet them.
Well, yeah. me and him have something in common.
Yes. I'm very interested. It could be a reclamation project. Like, he doesn't care what I think. I'm 100% sure that he doesn't know who the hell I am. But it will be interesting what happens in 5 tomorrow.
Tim McManus just tweeted out that Malik Jackson was carted off the field. So that's not good.
That's not good.
Not good at all. We saw him down.
Saw him down with a foot. He was able to get under his own power to the sideline, and now he's carted off. That puts Jernigan
And Jernigan's played well. I mean, he has played well.
So. Fletcher Cox has been able to make it through the game, which is important. So now what you're looking at is, oh, wait, they were able to get a defensive tackle onto the practice squad that they liked. I forget which one. He probably will have to come up.
Oh, season saved.
Well, it's more like there's a person available.
Well, there's always a person available, and Cravon LeBlanc was available this time a year ago.
And, well, he saved their season last year.
He did. He did. He looked good.
He saved their season.
He got paid.
So now we're only watching. It looks like the only thing left, 157, two-minute warning. The post-game show's getting ready. We're excited about this. The only thing left now is the cover. But what a tale of two halves today. 610-632-0975. What a tale of two halves.
If you were to turn off, which I don't expect anyone to have done, but if you were to turn off this game at halftime and been like, all right, that's it, I'm done, I'm not watching anymore, you're in for a shock.
Yeah. And you know there's always that guy that did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I need to cut my grass anyway. It's been hot still. I'm going outside. I'm not going to let these guys drive me crazy. There's always, that always happens.
I mean, someone's got to be at Lindella Orchards, you know?
Yeah, I don't understand Orchards.
Really?
I don't understand Orchards, and I don't understand pumpkin patches.
Wow, stupid.
Yeah,
unless
I think
you have I think the kid is too tiny to go.
He has to be able to walk around.
Yeah.
And, like, care about the apple or the pumpkin.
No, because I need to get an Instagram picture of him surrounded by some pumpkins.
Why do you need that? Oh,
yeah.
I'm doing it for the gram. Hassan Ridgeway is another guy they liked, and now he gets more men. I'm not happy that a guy was carted off, and let's hope it's minor.
Hopefully it's minor, yeah.
Let's hope that it's minor. You go in at this time, you go behind, you cart him off because you don't want him to walk on a bad foot. You do that in those situations, but...
I'll be honest with you. I mean, I'm more concerned with Brandon Brooks than
I am too. There's no word on Brooks though,
and I hope
I think it was precautionary.
I hope what you were saying was correct.
No, I've checked social media. The bro has checked. They're going to talk about it in the post game show. Obviously, the coach will update it. They'll have the press conference live. I completely agree with you. That would be a bigger concern.
Yeah, the bro is on Brandon Brooks' wife's Instagram account.
He's not married.
Yeah,
and you know that. That's the best part. You know he's not married.
Nah, we know
he's not
married.
Dude, he's not married. All right, you idiot. You sound stupid right now.
Of course,
I'd be following her.
Here's another significant thing, though. Both tackles have held up remarkably well.
I am shocked by that.
JP has not had to leave the... I mean, we didn't get the breakdown. I'm not looking at every single play, but I bet you he played over 90% of the snaps.
Yeah, I agree.
100% of the snaps.
And I'll tell you right now, when Big V came in, I thought it was going to be for Jason Peters.
Or perhaps Lane Johnson, because I think if it's Peters, it'll be Dillard. It's a fourth down screen pass, and...
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Washington converts.
It's that fun defense that your boy runs.
It is.
It's that fun, hey, just, we're going to stand here. Let's line up everybody on the first down marker, and you just can't pass us. And that's frustrating because the defense was looking good there. That drive, I mean, that series, I should say, they were doing a good job getting to Case Keenum, causing pressure. He didn't have a lot of time to throw, and then he does a crappy dump off, and they pick up a huge first down on fourth and whatever it was. So,
you know, this has been a fun green zone for me, my first one, first of hopefully many. I have to say that I'm putting something on my Instagram right now because it's too long for Twitter, done by Pat Egan. Pat Egan is a genius.
I mean, I consider myself a Scorsese.
But I would say no.
No, he absolutely is. There's a video. It's Skilligan, Skilligan. Pat Egan is a genius.
It's about time somebody said it on the family airwaves. Is. It's about time.
And I got to find a way.
You feel it happening too?
So I'm posting.
I might have said this a little too soon.
This is your fault.
Yeah, okay, all right, let's blame me.
No.
Let's blame me for this.
It's second down. Pat Egan is a genius. Like, we're acknowledging, but he also is a terrible jinx. I have him.
I'm worse than Bob.
I have them minus the 10. The bro has the Eagles minus the 10.
I have them minus the 10.
And now we have the Eagles driving. I mean, Washington driving. Down by 12. They cannot win the game. So, like, the game's no longer in doubt.
This is garbage time.
But the cover is in doubt.
How are you going to blame me when the defense is going to get him off the field?
They covered.
The defense is going to get him off the field in fourth and what was it, 13?
Yeah, something
but
like that.
But it's my fault? I'm not taking the blame for this.
It is your fault.
I'm not taking the blame for this.
Now look at this.
Look, Jim Schwartz is leaving everything underneath.
Well, you do.
Well, they're out of timeouts.
No, they have one, but it doesn't matter.
The good thing
is there's no way Washington kicks a field goal.
So as long as
they don't score a touchdown here on first and goal as Washington drives down the field here in the green zone.
It's coming.
Oh, all right. Second and goal.
All right. Guys, we're golden.
We'll see. Now, the Jets, 8 seconds left. They have the ball. They're down by one against Buffalo around the league. So that's happening. We'll update you on that. And I think they're in field goal range because I got a big play alert. I think they're in field goal range enough to, unless it was a big play by Buffalo, to try to win this game.
Nothing 17 seconds
left. Let's see what happens here. I mean, the Eagles are going to win this game.
It's only week one, dude.
Oh, no. Offsides on the defense. But it was a free play.
Yeah.
Half the distance to the goal.
And the worst part, I'm going to get blamed for this when it's not my fault. It's not my fault the defense couldn't hold them.
Come on, Green Zone.
The Jets have it at their own 25, so they're not going to win. They're going to lose to Buffalo. So a lot of people bet the Jets. In fact, Brian Westbrook picked it in his picks. Buffalo with a 17-16 in the slot bowl. That was the worst game as far as personnel.
You know, nothing says I'm only watching because I made a wager.
Than Buffalo Jets. Also, you have the Carolina Rams game. Carolina now down by only three, but the Rams do have the ball.
That's right after
the 2-minute warning.
Let's not blame Egan. Let's not blame Derek
Barnett. Second and goal. What's going to happen here, Eagles?
Sides.
This is about the cover. This is for the money. Literally, in my case, and all three of our cases, literally for the money.
Get him.
And come on.
You got to be kidding me.
And a garbage time touchdown. Now we're going to have an onside kick. Quinn beats McLeod.
It sounds terrible what I'm about to say, but I'd rather have them score a touchdown than a garbage time.
Whatever, man.
It sucks.
Whatever, man.
But like,
now it's going to be 27.
That's on the defense. It's not on me. That's awful.
I mean, it took them forever.
But Jim Schwartz allows this crap to happen too much.
Right, and it killed the clock. As far as him, he's not worried about our gambling. It killed all but 6 seconds of the clock.
I get it.
So,
what's wrong with that?
No.
Giving up touchdowns should never be a win to anybody. That's the stupidest logic I've ever heard. How about you just get them off the field? How about you stop them on 4th and 13 and get the ball back? How about that?
Because you just want to win the game.
All right, so if you stop them and get the ball back on 4th and 13, didn't you just take some kneel downs?
Okay.
I mean, that's...
You do know that the victory counts either way.
If Jim Schwartz is excited about having given up a garbage time touchdown, then I really am done with Jim Schwartz. Like, I got words for that
man.
He's gonna catch some hands.
I think that the reason they do it is because it makes the team stay in the center of the field, and it runs out the clock,
and now
you have the Eagles.
Nah.
Look at that.
I'm out on that.
Outscored them 30.
Dude's giving up touchdowns and he's cool with it because, you know, let's set up everybody 30 yards back.
Brooks looks like he's fine. He's still on the sideline. That's a good sign. He would be in the tent somewhere. He'd be in the locker room. So it was just rest that he came out. So Jackson's about to be the only injury that we're concerned about. I can't deal with Egan's mad about. I'm mad about the cover, but not in the way you are. I'm mad about my money. I'm not mad about Schwartz killing all but 6 seconds of the clock.
Well, I'm just mad at Schwartz. I think he's a terrible defensive coordinator.
He had a bad start. 610-632-0975.
I would argue a bad ending, too.
Yeah, so after the game, we're going to go to break, and then on the other side of that break, the post-game show is going to take over. Onside kick recovered. It's actually now a useless play in the NFL because you're not allowed to overload one side because of... put a flag down, most likely on the kicking team, which will mean that the Eagles will still have the ball, and then we'll be one kneel down away from being one.
Jim Schwartz owes me $25.
There's a troll on the line right now. So the question is, should we fit the troll in real quick before we go?
Absolutely not.
No?
I will never put that guy on. He's awful. He's a loser. We don't put losers on the green zone. That guy's a loser.
All right. Well, there you go. He's not on.
No.
Well, we had the troll. Great job by Tyler. Great job by you, sir.
Yeah, this was fun, except when I didn't cover.
Once again, 425 games, and it's not too late. We were brought to, we were obviously presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. 425, the live bet. Detroit minus three over Arizona. You can bet that game still. Dallas minus seven versus the Giants.
Oh, broken clavicle for Nick Foles.
Broken clavicle. That's going to be, that's 6 to 8. That's 6 to 8. Yeah. That's not good. Nick Foles has never played 16 games, and unfortunately, that streak will continue. All right. That is our time here.
It's your boy.
On.
It's your boy.
Oh, boy.
The mush.
Oh, yeah. I take the blame for this loss.
Read Mike Missanelli before we sign off.
Mike Missanelli tweets out, it actually didn't make sense to kick a field goal there, but I'll take the cover. 403, but I'm the mush. I'm not taking the blame for that. I said it at 404.
All right. And last game, real fast. You can bet San Francisco with Tampa. San Francisco plus one, so Tampa's actually 1-point favorite. All right, that's our time here on the Green Zone. Up next, post-game show. Right after this break, Jamie Lynch, Andrew Salchunas. We'll talk to everybody next Sunday night. Eagles versus the Falcons. 1-0, 610-632-0975. Those guys want to take your calls. We'll talk to you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.